By St. John's United Church of Christ. St. John's United Church of Christ in Burton. Burton ISD. Collier Construction. Sendero Arbor Care. Brenham National Bank. Dominant Associates. BBR Material. Quality Glass. Burton Meat Processing. Brenham Collision Center. Memorial Oaks Chapel. Burton Friends and Neighbors. Woodson Lumber Company, Glenn College, Market Realty, J&J Packing, Conjura Tile, Citizen State Bank, DDM Pipe and Steel, TNT Car Wash, Mattress Guys, First Baptist Church of Burton, Hody Farms, Tegler Toyota, Wellman's Insurance, Tielemann Construction, Daryl Hickey, Katie and Trent, and Burton Chamber of Commerce. We'll be right back with Javi Jr. and Daryl Hickey and the pregame right after these words from our sponsors.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton baseball team. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire says, go Panthers!
Collier Construction is pleased to be a part of Washington County and proud of the Burton youth. They support the local students in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They wish all the best to the school administrations, faculty, and students of Burton Independent School District during the academic year. Collier Construction congratulates the Panthers on a great baseball season and invites you to join them in supporting the Burton Panthers and their quest for state.
Go fight, win, Burton Panthers. The Burton Chamber of Commerce is proud of the Panther baseball team and congratulates them on making it to the playoffs and to all Burton ISD sports and academic participants. The Burton Chamber, citizens and businesses, salute the athletes and coaches for all of their hard work. Stay current on area events by liking Burton Chamber of Commerce on Facebook and following them on Twitter. Become a member today and check out their website at burtontexas.org.
Daryl Hickey, along with Katie, Trent, and Tucker, are excited to see the Panthers baseball team make the playoffs. They would like to thank all the players, administrations, and parents for their hard work and dedication in building this successful Burton baseball team. Sports are a wonderful opportunity to learn teamwork, leadership skills, and to accept accolades with humility. Congratulations to the Panthers on a winning season. Go Panthers, all the way to state.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at teglertoyota.com.
All righty, Javi Jr. here with Daryl Hickey, and we are here at the home of the Bearcats in Sam Houston University at the big old baseball field, and it is a highly anticipated state semifinal between the Burton Panthers and Overton. And it has been a heck of a playoff run here for the Burton Panthers, looking to keep things going, and they have all the grit to do so. Beautiful stadium here, a little further in the home run section, 400 feet out. But talking about the game here, it has been the talk of the town in the small town of Burton, because this is a big moment for this team, and they'll be looking to step up to the occasion. Somebody could give a little bit more insight on that. Daryl, you were at the Burton graduation and a couple more events this weekend. Tell us a little bit about how much folks are talking about this around town.
Man, buddy, the energy level is so high right now in Burton. That's makes you feel so proud to be from Burton, because that's all you hear. Hey, we're so proud of the boys, this team, how much they're achieving. And I tell them, we're not finished yet. We have a lot of ball to play. Tonight is the first game of a big step to getting to where we really want to be. This Overton team, little report on them is they got 6 seniors that are going to start, so they're an older team. We're a younger team, but this younger team over here, they're not scared. They're set there, and they played 2 really tough teams in Flatonia and Shiner, that they're not going to face a team, in my mind, that's better than that. This Overton team, they're solid. They haven't got here because they're not good. Anytime there's 4 teams left in the state, you're awful good. So you're going to have to play your game. Don't change anything that we've been doing. Starts out there on that bump with Yeager tonight. The defense has to be solid behind them, and then we just put the ball in play.
Yes, sir. I mean, I couldn't agree more. As far as the path to get here for this Burton Panther baseball team, it has been against 2 of very good teams. Flatonia first. They were able to get the series 2-1 against them, and that was against Titan Targosh in that game 1 against one of the absolute best pitchers in all of 2A. And you and I were thoroughly impressed by what he did. But this Burton team was up to the challenge and was able to make him pay on many occasions. Only a 2-run win in the game that he played on the mound. And then we moved on to Shiner, which was actually the number 1 team ranked coming into 2A. So that just goes to show this team can beat anybody, and they truly believe it. Nobody believes it more than those kids in that dugout. And, you know, we were talking to the team last week, and a big thing that I came away from that with was Coach Thaler told these boys something that really stuck with me, and that was don't buy into the Kool-Aid. Don't drink the Kool-Aid. And what that means is there's a lot of hype right now. Every time you get this far, people are going to get excited, and it's going to, you know, you're going to think you're on top of the world. But you have to remember what got you here, and that's playing the game you love the way that you love to play it. So they need to come out here, remember that, hey, yes, it's a bigger stadium. The lights are a little brighter. It's a bigger occasion. But it's the same old game, baseball. You've been playing it for years. It's just time to play one more game.
Throw it, catch it, and hit it. It's pretty simple.
that's the truth.
You know, the guys, they're feeling really good about their cell. And I had to bring down the earth a little bit the other night when we were talking that they said, yeah, we beat Shiner. I said, boys, if you're satisfied with beating Shiner, then we're going to end up crying just like Shiner was crying, because you're not going to focus on this game. You're not going to be hungry enough, not going to be focusing enough. So they say, yes, sir, we understand. We got one goal in mind, win one game at a time. Let's take 2 from here, 1 tonight, 1 tomorrow, and go play at Dale Diamond. But we have to focus tonight, come out here and do what we've been doing, getting a great crowd coming in. I expect a huge crowd. Easy drive here. The weather, I think we're going to get lucky that we don't have any bad weather. It's a small chance around 8 o'clock that some thunderstorms could come through. But perfect ballpark. It's big. The wind is blowing left to right just like it was in Bastrop. It's a lot of room behind the home plate to where when we played in Bastrop on the foul lines, it was a lot of room, not much room there. But beautiful stadium, beautiful evening for a ball game. Can't wait to get started.
Yeah, you said it there. It's all about staying hungry, not taking this moment for granted, and not thinking you won the game before you even step out on the pitch. And I think Coach Taylor is going to be a big, big thing that he preaches to these boys tonight, because it's 0-0. Doesn't matter what you did before today. It's all about what you do today. And you said it yourself, plenty of crowd out here. There's a tight-knit community that came out to support their boys, and they're going to do so in droves. They flooded the gates as soon as things opened up here. I think about the first dozen people in line were from Burton. So good things to see. We'll be back with some more pregame after a word from our sponsors.
When you shop for a new car or truck, you probably don't look at only one make and model. You want choices. When you buy insurance, you should have choices too. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. Because we're an independent insurance agency, Wellman Insurance can offer you many choices of insurance companies for your new vehicle. Companies you're familiar with, like Travelers, Nationwide, Safeco, Germania, Progressive, Hohine Prairie, just to name a few. And we'll search for the best discounts available. Get more choices by calling Wellman Insurance Agency today or visit our website at wellmaninsurance.com for the location nearest you.
St. John's United Church of Christ in Burton cheers for the Burton Panthers baseball and softball teams. This Sunday, worship with St. John's United Church of Christ. Worship services are at 8 and 10 a.m. with Sunday school for all ages at 9. As part of the United Church of Christ, they are committed to three great loves: love of neighbor, love of children, and love of creation. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome at St. John's United Church of Christ, 516 Colorado Street in Burton. Sharing God's love one person at a time.
Summer's a time to get things done on your property, and DDM Pipe and Seal is ready to help. Whether you're building a new pipe fence, adding a roll-up door, building a workshop, or putting on a steel roof, DDM has everything you might need. Their experienced staff can help you select the right materials and hardware for your project. Whether it's angle iron, pipe, flat plate, tubing, roll-up doors, metal building components, or welding supplies. So what are you waiting for? Get that summer project started with a trip to DDM Pipe and Seal today, with locations in Brenham and Bastrop.
Sendero Arbor Care is thrilled to congratulate the Burton Panthers baseball team and their dedicated coaches on an incredible achievement, making it to the playoffs. At Sendero Arbor Care, they specialize in providing professional tree care services to keep trees on both residential and commercial properties healthy. If you need expert tree care at your home or business, call 979-836-4517. They're dedicated to serving the community with hard work and integrity, ensuring that your trees and property are in excellent hands. Call Sendero Arbor Care today for the health of your trees and property.
Playoff season is here, and Quality Glass is proud to stand behind the Burton Panther baseball team. Just like the Burton Panthers, Quality Glass plays to win, offering expert automotive glass services with speed, skill, and precision. From windshields to back glass and everything in between, they get the job done right the first time. Let the pros at Quality Glass knock it out of the park. They're a hometown favorite for a reason. Here's to a strong playoff run. Go get them, Panthers. Quality Glass, where quality is more than a name.
Yes.
All right, back here to Sam Houston in Huntsville, where the Burton Panthers are taking on the Overton High School in the state semifinal. And you can see the crowd, and we are looking at the crowd here, and it is flooding with people now. They're filling up these green seats nice and heavy. It's becoming a sea of red, and they're getting ready to cheer on Go Big Red. Quick look at the field. It is a very beautiful field, all turf like we've been used to so far in the playoffs. But a big change in the outfield. We're now 400 feet to the center wall, 330 down the sides, and it is a much bigger stadium. The biggest key difference, though, is going to be that the backstop is much further back in this bigger stadium. So any kind of missed ball, that's going to spell trouble for whatever catcher and team has that missed ball. A couple things to keep an eye out for there and to pay attention to, because it will affect this game if any balls get past these catchers. But for the matchup, this is as close a matchup as you can get. Two teams hungry, ready to go. The key difference that I see from the rosters is, on that Overton side, you do have six seniors compared to only the two seniors on Burton's side, but that hasn't kept them from doing anything. Sometimes not having that experience kind of keeps the butterflies down, keeps the anxiety down, and all of a sudden the moment's not as big. And in a big stadium where the lights are going to be brighter tonight, and it's a bigger stadium, a lot harder to hit home runs, that's going to be a huge advantage for these Burton Panthers.
Huge advantage and stuff. We'll sit there and we got to keep the balls out of the gaps. And when they get in the gap, we got to stop that.
Absolutely. Something that Coach Taylor has preached all year is getting a hold of that ball with that bat and putting it into right field or left field. What we saw big time with Shiner was that they were giving this team a lot of space in between center field and the outer fields and the left and right field. So can they take advantage of that? Put some in the sweet spot. It's not always about power. A lot of times it's more about placement, especially at this level. And we talk about it game in and game out. A game of inches when you get to the playoffs. It's all about those small plays, that bounce that goes your way or doesn't, usually decides the game. But what usually tells the tale of any game, especially in baseball, in the playoffs especially, is going to be the errors. Every game that we've done so far, the team with more errors loses.
Lost. You're exactly right. My rule is you make all the routine plays, make one or two great plays, you're going to win every game. The bunt, when Toss is up there, when Witt gets on, he has to continue to put this ball down and have fun.
I couldn't agree more. It's all about coming out here and having fun. When you're having fun, it's so much easier to win. The game all of a sudden is not too big as the announcer announces here that we're getting ready to play some ball. They're going to get a cheer from everybody. And they're getting ready. They just announced the Burton Panthers, and I can hear it here through the plexiglass. They're getting loud, and they're ready to support their boys out there. And just a quick weather time, weather game time update. It is a good weather for a game of football. I mean, game of baseball. A high of only 78 degrees, which we're at right now. Got some clouds overhead and only a 20% chance of rain. So with a turf field, that's never going to be an issue. It's going to be all about the thunder. As long as the lightning can stay away, we'll have a nice clean game that should continue throughout. It feels like 80 degrees, a little bit of humidity, 76% humidity, so plenty of humidity, but that's just what we're used to here in Texas, typical Texas weather for a playoff game. And that is the game time weather update. We'll be back in a couple minutes after a word from our sponsors with the starting lineups.
The mission of Burton High School is to provide the highest quality education possible to all students to the fullest extent of their individual abilities. And Burton High School has earned a distinction for academic achievement from the state of Texas. Burton High School is especially proud of the Panthers baseball team on their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Burton Panthers by attending the baseball playoff games. Go Panthers!
Whether it's in school, sports, business, or life, it's all about teamwork. Our local teams work hard to represent our community. As your local community bank, we work hard to earn your business. Banking local enables us to continue supporting local teams, schools, organizations, and charities. Thank you for your business. We're proud to continue to support the Burton Panthers. Citizen State Bank, local banking for the community we call home. Member FDIC. Go Panthers!
Farms in Burton is a proud supporter of the Panthers baseball and Lady Panthers softball teams as they head into the playoffs. A special shout out to their own, Natalie and Houston. Your family is so proud of you both. For your next show pigs, for 4-H or FFA projects, give Hody Farms in Burton a call. 979-251-4718. Good luck in the playoffs. Go Big Red, all the way to state.
KWHI invites you to tune in this Sunday to hear the Search the Scriptures with Pastor Larry Attiker from the First Baptist Church in Burton. It airs every Sunday morning at 10:30 on KWHI 1280. You'll enjoy music and a verse-by-verse study through the entire books of the Bible. We look forward to you joining us this Sunday at 10:30 on Friendly Country KWHI. First Baptist Church in Burton would like to give a huge congratulations to the Burton Panthers on their winning season and good luck in the playoffs.
Do you have a number one on your list when it comes to quality new home construction, remodeling, or plumbing repairs? Tilleman Construction and Stegan Tilleman Plumbing have been serving this community for over 64 and 47 years respectively. With such a strong history of lasting quality, make Tilleman Construction your first choice for any of your residential needs. Tilleman Construction is proud to sponsor the local area athletes and is cheering for the Burton Panthers in the playoffs.
All right, and we're getting ready for the starting lineups here. And first for Overton, it's going to be, to start things off, it's First is Bryson Bobbitt at second base. Then it's, and we'll get with the starting lineups as soon as this national anthem gets through. Alright, so for the Overton starting lineup, it's number 8, Bryson Bobbitt leading things off over in second base. Then it's number 1, Mason Rowe in shortstop, followed by Brody Brown, number 9, in third base. Cleanup is Ryan Holloman, the pitcher today. Then it's number 4, Braxton Harper in first base, followed by Landon Hill in right field, number 15. Then it's number 10, Bryce Still at the catcher position, followed by number 6, Joey Zalman in center field. And number 20, Jaden Edwards in left field rounds up the starting rotation. Now time for the Burton Panthers starting lineup. And the same lineup we've seen for the past two game ones. Leading things off is number 11, Tyler Witt at shortstop, followed by number 4, Logan Tosta in second base. Then it's Ryder Biggs, number 3, in third base. Batting cleanup is number 8, Ruben Rodriguez in center field, followed by Eli Yeager, number 14, on the mound. And then number 13, Braden Martin, the catcher, batting in the 6th position. 7th is going to be number 12 in right field, Brady Griffin, batting in the DH position. Number 18, Houston Hody. And in left field, number 9, Matt Raymer rounds up the lineup. In the reserves is number 1, Cooper Lyles. Number 7, Mark Odom. Number 6, Coy Gurka. Number 16, Isaac Modis. And number 5, Ashton Fuller. And of course, Coach Thaler over in the dugout. We'll be back with the start of the game after a word from our sponsors.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at all Walgreens drugstores and Bill's Supermarket in Sealy.
Need to open a checking or savings account, but just can't seem to find the time to get to the bank? We have a solution for you with online account opening from Brenham National Bank. Go to our website, www.bnbank.bank, and click open an account from either your computer or mobile device. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking easy. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
Look at your vehicle. It's a mess. Just stop at TNT's Car Wash in Brenham for their new touchless car wash system with wash, wax, and sealant options. Now big enough for your oversized vehicles and dually trucks. Get a discount with a gas purchase at Felder's Buy and Buy next door. They also offer do-it-yourself stalls and a covered vacuum area. It's easy, it's affordable, and it's open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Your vehicle will look its best with a quick stop at TNT Car Wash on South Market Street across from Mariachi's.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors supports the Burton baseball team and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. Support the Burton High School baseball team this spring by attending their games. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Panthers from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
Are you planning a home renovation or construction project? Look no further than Woods & Lumber. The stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington are fully stocked with the best selection of lumber, building materials, doors, and windows. They have everything to bring your project to life, from top quality lumber to a wide variety of doors and windows. Their knowledgeable staff is here to help you every step of the way, with expert advice and guidance to ensure your project is a success. Visit Woods & Lumber and let them help you make your dream home a reality.
Looking to save some money on your auto insurance? Dominant Associates LLC in Brenham, your local agent for Germania Insurance, can help. Dominant and Associates will take advantage of the many discounts available for auto insurance, like discounts for new vehicles, academic achievement, driver training, companion policies, and being claims free. To find out how to save on your auto insurance, contact Dominant Associates, your local trusted Germania agent, at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham. Open Monday through Thursday from 8 to 5 and on Friday from 8 to 1.
Is your auto looking dull no matter how much you wax it? And those scratches on the side, are they too much to bear? Head to Brenham Collision Center, the Spies Hecker Certified Paint and Body Shop in Brenham, for fast quality service and original manufacturer's parts to return your vehicle to looking like it did when you first drove it off the dealership lot. Brenham Collision Center at 810 West Main in Brenham, offering lifetime warranties. They're committed to quality. Congratulations to the Burton Panthers on a winning season, and good luck in the playoffs.
I'm Anthony Jasinski, and I have an urgent message.
Excited to introduce to you Brenham's own mattress guy. Handcrafted all new line of mattresses called Rolobed. I designed this product with comfort, quality, and cooling in mind. Rolobed wraps you in plush support for the ultimate sleep experience. Whether you prefer firm or soft, Rolobed offers you both for the price of one.
Yeehaw!
And don't forget, this is exclusively offered at Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham, or call 836-1010 today.
Buying or selling real estate is one of the largest financial decisions most people have to make. To help you make the right decision, you want a knowledgeable, experienced, and licensed realtor as your partner. This is Susan Keel, owner of Market Realty, Inc. Any agent can open a lockbox or show property, and it doesn't take much skill to sell property when the market is strong. My team at Market Realty will get you the best price under any market conditions, because we have more licenses and experience than any other company in the area. With offices in Brenham, Burton, Somerville, and Palacios, Market Realty's team includes brokers, agents, general certified appraiser, tax consultant, and auctioneer.
Hello, this is Roger Chambers.
Hi, this is Gabri Means.
Hi, this is Diane Horseman.
Hi, this is Cooper Raley.
Hello, this is Donna Hobbs.
Hi, this is Cheryl Stork.
Hi, this is Cassie Heron.
Hi, this is Jessica Flores.
When you're ready to buy or sell real estate, trust the team at Market Realty. You can find us online at marketrealty.com or on Facebook.
Apologize for a little bit of technical difficulty there, but we're back here now, and if the Burton Panthers do have two outs, but a runner on second, as there was one of those pass balls that we talked about, you know, has first victim was Burton, but only put the runner on second, and with two outs, a great opportunity here for Eli Yeager to get out with 3-1 count, and that one's going to be a line drive into right field. Coming around third, here comes the throw, a relay, it's going to be a close one, but not on time. As the throw comes into second, they're going to get to second base on the fielder's choice after this RBI single there. So that's going to score Mason Rowe and going to make it 1-0 in favor of Overton here early.
Clean base hit to right field, Miami, nothing we could do about that. And strong throw to the plate, but just a little bit late.
Yeah, and it's a couple of those things that we've been talking about. You know, the longer backstop is going to make it harder for the catchers, and this wider outfield, you know, with the further fence is going to make it a little harder for the outfielders. So yeah.
Burton just appealed that the runner missed third, but umpire called him safe. We got two outs, boys. It's all right. Let's get this last out and get back in their bat.
It's at the end of the day, it's only one run and a good chance here, and Eli Yeager does great with that pitch. He puts a fastball right past Right pass number four, Braxton Harper for a strike, 0-1. With two outs, 0-1, and this one outside from Yeager, 1-1, even up the count. Again, runner in scoring position on second base. Just and that was Ryan Holloman who just had the RBI single to score Mason
third.
Rowe. And this was right down third baseline. And
O'Brien
Banks is going to come off of his glove. And he's going to put it over the first baseman. And that's going to be a ground rule double as it goes over the fence. And that's going to score another run here for Overton. That makes it 2-0. And a runner on second after the double error there by the Burton Panthers. Ryder Biggs did a good job to get in front of it and stop it from getting past him, but unfortunately misses the tag and then misses the throw to first, so that's going to make it another run for Overton. Burton appealing that the ball hit the runner, but an appeal that's denied by the umpire. So 2-0 here, and right on track, Eli Yeager, what he's been doing all first inning, puts another strike in there for an 0-1 count. Runner in scoring position over at second. Here's the 0-1 pitch. That one outside, looking for that outside corner. Just a hair too wide. But Eli Yeager looking sharp so far.
Just got to get this last out. Get these jitters out of us.
Just one more out and you're out of the first inning. And a swing and a miss there gets Eli Yeager ahead of the count, 1-2.
Let's go,
you got to love the confidence that he has on the mound. He shows it every single at-bat and just delivers great pitches. And doing so far today, just a couple mistakes have cost Burton, but nothing they can't bounce back from. They'll be looking to do so in the bottom of the first, but they got to get out of this one
first. Sir.
And he does just that, right on cue, fastball top of the strike zone. Strikes him out and retires the side, but Burton did allow two runs there, so 2-0 in favor of Overton, and Burton will be looking to respond in the bottom of the first inning after a word from our sponsors.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
BVR Materials would like to wish the Burton Panther baseball team good luck in the playoffs. BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 979-530-5476.
What's the biggest myth about interscholastic performing arts? That you have to be the most talented or experienced to participate. The truth is, anyone can be a part of their school's performing arts. There are countless opportunities for students to participate, from theater, choir, and band to speech and debate. The bottom line, if you want to perform, there's a place for you.
This message presented by the NFHS and the UIL.
All right, back here to Sam Houston State University in Huntsville. And the Burton Panthers just had a rough inning there as they allowed two runs, but nothing major. It's just a couple of the things that we mentioned in the pregame came back to bite them. That longer bag stop behind the catcher as that missed ball allowed for almost two bases there and eventually another base and a couple of big errors. We mentioned both of those things. And also, on the one that was a legit hit, was a right field hit. I mean, it's a bigger outfield.
Yeah.
It's deeper. It's, you know, it's a bigger ballpark, so that's going to play a factor. But we always mention, both teams got to play with those factors.
That's it.
So let's see if Burton can take advantage of that on their end.
Pitcher didn't look overly dominant up on that mound, throwing with a lot of heat. So we're going to have to keep our hands back here and what better way to start with it coming up?
So here comes Tyler Witt to lead things off here in the bottom of the first inning for the Burton Panthers. And always a strong leadoff hitter. He does a great job of getting on base and giving his guys runners to work with. Let's see if he can do so here so that Burton can respond. This is a team that has responded all year, so don't be surprised if they get off to their hot starter of their own. First pitch catches the top of the strike zone, 0-1. And on the mound for Overton today is Ryan Holloman, right-handed pitcher, against the righty Tyler Witt. And Tyler Witt, good swing there. Makes contact but fouls it right, 0-2. So Tyler Witt finds himself behind here. But he's no stranger to fighting back in an at-bat, and he knows exactly how to do so. Here's the 0-2. And umpire is going to say that caught that knee-high outside corner. That's going to get some disagreement from the Burton fans and some cheers over on the Overton side. But nonetheless, that's going to be a leadoff strikeout. And up comes Logan Tosta, right-handed batter for Burton.
All right, little four, we need you on.
So that's a three-pitch strikeout, and here comes Tosta. Holloman's going to load up. Here's a pitch. And there we go. Knee-high outside corner. That's going to be a 0-1 now to Tosta. But nothing to be discouraged about, as we just saw Overton get their first batter go out when they led things off. So clearly something that can be bounced back.
Absolutely. From. We just got to put the ball in play.
So Tosta next, the next one down low for a ball. Here's the 1-1 pitch. And he's going to foul this one over to the Overton dugout. 1-2. He falls behind in the count.
Way out in front. We got to keep the hands back.
One, two to Tosta. Here it is. And he's going to get a piece of that one to stay alive. But leaning over in the batter's box, definitely a little bit of a reach, but gets away with that one as he makes contact.
You know, if Overton did a job of scouting us, they know if they throw a slower pitcher, we struggle with that for a few innings. And once we see him a couple times, we're okay, but we're down two runs. Boys got to adjust here.
Yeah, it's all about making adjustments in the playoffs. It's reading what the other team is giving you and playing to those strengths and weaknesses. A low pitch there evens up the count at 2 now to Tosta. No runners on, and Burton could really use a runner on base. Let's see if Tosta's going to give it to him. Here's a 2-2, and he's going to put this one on a chopper that goes foul to the Burton dugout left side.
Coach Taylor made the play there.
Now look at him getting down. He's still got some bend in those joints, huh?
He got a little bit.
Well, you can see Coach Taylor out there, not in his usual third base spot. Yeah. He's
hugging the shade a little bit.
Yeah, hugging the shade a little bit. And that one going to be right down the third baseline. That's going to stay fair and go into left field, into the corner. And that's going to be a double for Logan Tosta.
Yes, what the doctor ordered.
That is fantastic hitting there from Tosta. And almost a mirror image of what happened with Overton. Yeah. They came out, had the first batter go out. And then they put one into right field. So literally a mirror image as we put one into left field and get a double of our own.
All right, Little Biggs.
So here comes Ryder Biggs, affectionately known by Daryl as Little Biggs. And this is going to be fouled back. And Daryl, why Little Biggs?
Because his brother played last 2 years and he was Big Biggs. So I just called this one Little Biggs.
He's going to foul the first one off, 0-1. And Logan Tosta trying to get a big lead there. Holloman takes a peek at him, so he has to make his way back. And Holloman's going to get reset here. But Tosta goes right back to that lead. And contact there by Biggs. It's going long, but too much air under it. It's going to be a play for the center fielder. But Logan Toss is going to tag up, sliding into third base. He's going to get third base. Great base running there by Logan Toss, giving Burton some life here with a double and then a stolen base. And you see Coach Thaler there comes out from the shade there and says, good job, because that is exactly what that was. A great job at the plate and a great job running the bags there by Logan Tosta. And that's going to bring up Ruben Rodriguez in the cleanup spot, a very dangerous hitter for Burton.
Come on, Ruben. We got to cut this lead in half. We need a base hit.
You think Mr. Tosta is going to like that playing there from?
I think he got a little hustle out of him.
So now with two outs, runner on third, here's Ruben Rodriguez. That one's going to be low and inside, 1-0 as he jumps ahead of the count.
Come on, Ruben. Hit one down that right field line.
And this one low again. 2-0.
He's going to hit something fat right here, Ruben.
He's going to have to give him something to swing at here. I doubt he gives him a third ball unless he's struggling with that command a little bit. But Holloman is known to be a pretty good pitcher. And he puts one over the plate, but Ruben Rodriguez just a little under it. Puts it fouled back over the netting.
Let's go eight. Base hit, buddy.
So now 2-1 with two outs. He does have a runner on third in perfect position, and Coach Thaler's whispering something in Tosta's ear, and that one right down the third baseline, and it gets off the glove of the third baseman.
No.
And that's going to score Logan Tosta. Great play there. Heads up watching that happen, and you saw Coach Thaler was getting him to go the whole way. But that's going to be an error for the third baseman of Overton. That's Brody Brown. And on base reaching is Ruben Rodriguez. We just said he's a dangerous hitter, and he just ripped one down the third baseline. It had some eyes on it, stayed fair, and comes off the glove of Brody Brown and allows Logan Tosta to score. So now 2-1 here. Up to bat is Eli Yeager as he takes the first one for a strike, 0-1.
All right, Eli, pull one through that, giving a big hole in that first base side.
And this one outside of Yeager, 1-1. And the crowd starting to fill up here. I'm starting to struggle to find any empty seats out there.
Very nice turnout.
Gotta love that.
High.
And this one's up high, 2-1.
Got two outs with Ruben on first. Don't think he might not steal here. Catcher got a pretty good arm. Ball three.
And we know Coach Thaler, the last thing he is shy. He's very aggressive, and that's what's gotten them so far. Don't expect him to stop using what works.
Come on, Yeager.
We saw Tosta get set to steal third. Ruben Rodriguez taking
ball
the lead
four.
There. And a ball four to Yeager. He won't have to steal. They're going to give him second base as Eli Yeager gets walked and takes his base at first. So now runners on first and second. Up comes Braden Martin, right-handed batter for Burton.
And Isaac Modest going to do a pinch runner.
He took the words right out of my mouth. That's little Isaac Modest. Hustle player is the best way to describe him.
Two outs. Cracking a bat, boys. We're going to score.
So with two outs here to bottom of this first, Burton has scored a run to cut into that two-run lead of Overton. So 2-1, Braden Martin at the plate with runners on first and second looking to tie this game up. That one's going to be inside, and with plenty of speed in Ruben Rodriguez, some good contact and a fair ball will score.
Come on, Braden. Shoot it through that right side.
The 1-0 count to Braden Martin. And almost an identical pitch, but looks like he put it a little bit more in the strike zone there, so the umpire's going to give him this one, 1-1.
It's all right. Go get him now, 13.
1-1, and Braden Martin's going to pop one up, but a little too shallow, too much air under it, and up to make the play is center fielder for Overton. That is Joey Zalman. And that's going to put an end to the first inning. Plenty of hitting so far as Burton comes back with one run in the bottom of the first to Overton's two-run top of the first. That makes it a 2-1 ball game in favor of Overton. Already seeing two doubles and two errors on one side for Burton and one for Overton, and that is the exact same as the score. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors for the top of the second inning.
The mission of Burton High School is to provide the highest quality education possible to all students to the fullest extent of their individual abilities. And Burton High School has earned a distinction for academic achievement from the state of Texas. Burton High School is especially proud of the Panthers baseball team on their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Burton Panthers by attending the baseball playoff games. Go Panthers!
Steel Buildings. It's what they do at DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham and Bastrop. DDM has been manufacturing every type of steel building you can imagine for almost 30 years. Barns, barnominiums, workshops, storage buildings, homes, and office buildings. They can do it all, and they'll do it right. DDM was built on the philosophy that low prices, high quality fabrication, and great customer service are the keys to long-term relationships. Get your project started today by talking with experienced folks at DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham and Bastrop.
All right, getting started here in the top of the second inning. It's Overton leading Burton 2-1 in the state semifinal. As we give Eli Yeager a couple pitches to warm up, on deck for Overton is going to be number 10, Bryce Still, right-handed batter for Overton. And just a quick description of the uniforms here. Burton is in there all whites with red accents and those red socks that stand out so nicely. And for Overton, they're wearing black with green pinstripes. Interesting choice there.
Yep, we're looking sharp out there in our red and white.
Yeah. Classic look.
Now we just need to add a good three up, three down an inning right here, and we'll be good shape.
That sure would be huge for this team.
Let's go, Eli. Attaboy.
And the first one by Eli Yeager to Still is going to be a strike, as Eli Yeager continuing the trend of getting out in front 0-1. And on the next one, a beautiful breaking ball catches the top of the strike zone and absolutely freezes Still. That's 0-2.
Put him away here.
Let's see if we get a three-pitch strikeout here from Yeager. Next pitch comes in, and just didn't break on him there. A breaking ball that stayed high. 1-2 count.
Go get him, 14. Finish him off.
We know he's more than capable of doing so. Here's the 1-2 from Yeager, and a swing and a miss as he gets Still to absolutely reach on the pitch outside. And you see some of that more movement from Yeager. He's showing some great command, and setting up his pitches is the most important thing. Mixing in fastball, breaking ball, and curveball nicely here is Eli Yeager. That gets him another strikeout. That's three strikeouts on the game here, in the only through 1 1/3 inning.
Six, a big old boy at the plate now.
That is a big gentleman. That's Joey Zalman.
Let's go, boys. Make a play here.
And that one, a strike after the first pitch ball. That's 1-1 here to Zalman.
Bit outside.
And 1-1, little outside there by Yeager, as he gets away from the trend of hopping in front of counts. But let's see if he can battle back, and he does just that. Fouled back there by Zalman, makes it 2-2.
Now you snap that curveball off in there and finish him.
And you know, the Overton Mustangs have not been shy to swing here, so Eli Yeager is going to be looking to take advantage of that. And this was going to be popped straight up foul territory, but plenty of chance for Yeager to make a play. He does just that, keeps his cool, and tracks that ball into his glove in foul territory next to first base, and that puts two away here for the Burton Panthers. Now they really need to correct what they did not do in the last inning, and that is close this out. You're ahead with two outs. It's time to close it out and get to the next inning. But first, they have to get out number 20, Jaden Edwards. Right-handed batter against the lefty, Yeager. Yeager's going to put one down low, try to make him chase one there.
Wasn't a bad spot.
Would not. It was just right under the strike zone. And this was going to be popped up into center field. Ruben Rodriguez, that's exactly who you want tracking that, and he does so perfectly, and that's going to make it three up, three down for the Burton Panthers, as Darryl Kiki so well does. He calls that three up, three down, and he gets exactly what he was asking for, and that's going to take us to the bottom of the second inning. Still 2-1 in favor of the Overton Mustangs. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Playoff season is here, and Quality Glass is proud to stand behind the Burton Panther baseball team. Just like the Burton Panthers, Quality Glass plays to win, offering expert automotive glass services with speed, skill, and precision. From windshields to back glass and everything in between, they get the job done right the first time. Let the pros at Quality Glass knock it out of the park. They're a hometown favorite for a reason. Here's to a strong playoff run. Go get them, Panthers. Quality Glass, where quality is more than a name.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton baseball team. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire says, go Panthers!
Alright, after Darryl asked for it and got his wish with a 3-up, 3-down inning for the Burton Panthers, that keeps it 2-1 in favor of the Overton Mustangs. And up come the Burton Panthers looking to tie this up and possibly take the lead. Leading things off here in the bottom of the second is going to be the starting senior for the Burton Panthers, Brady Griffin, right-handed batter, against the righty Holloman.
All right, senior, lead us off with a hit here.
And look at that, the crowd absolutely cheering on Brady Griffin. Just graduated on Friday, so
yes.
He must be feeling pretty good after that divisional crown and a little diploma under his sleeve.
Absolutely. But he said he's proud of the diploma, but we want to be playing.
I couldn't agree more. And he's going to put one fair to third base, and the throw coming into first is going to be on time. A solid play there by third baseman Brody Brown of the Mustangs, as he makes up for that error in the first. So that's one up, one down here for Burton.
Got my buddy Dean Fox on the PA for the game today, so he's a big shout over there.
Shout out Dean Fox over on the PA, making sure we get all the names right here today.
Yeah.
speaking of which, Houston Hody designated hitter up, and he's going to get a hold of that one, puts a slow trickler to third base and tries to beat out the throw, but the throw is going to get there on time, and that's going to be two up, two down now for the Overton Mustangs. And up comes the bottom of the lineup, and that's Matt Raymer. And, you know, going back to your comment about these boys, Brady Griffin, he's saying he'd rather be out there playing. I'll tell you what, I don't remember much of my classes, but I remember all the sports I played.
That's it. Come on, Raymer, we need you on.
And that one, Raymer, right down the middle, smashes
big
one.
Big hop.
But a good play there by the shortstop, Mason Rowe of the Overton Mustangs. He hopping a skip to his left and gets a hold of that one. Good reactions. That's going to make it three up, three down now for Overton as they respond with their own inning. And that's going to take us to the top of the third after a word from our sponsors. Still 2-1 Overton.
Burton Meat Processing specializes in quality meats for your freezer. Bring your animal into Burton Meat Processing for slaughter and processing. Cut and wrap to your specifications. They process calves, pigs, and deer. Call them at 289-4022 to order meat processing. They also have fresh and smoked sausage and bacon available for sale. That's 289-4022 for Burton Meat Processing. 1120 Navasota Street in Burton. Open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 4:30 and Saturday from 8 till noon.
A funeral is a time of loss and a time of hope at its best.
It can be a tribute to love and life and to the legacy left behind.
Dad gave us so much. Here was our chance to thank him.
Talk to our caring staff about your funeral needs. And let us help you create a ceremony of sensitivity, compassion, and respect. Memorial Oaks Chapel.
All right, back here for the top of the third inning. For third inning, Burton Panthers trailing the Overton Mustangs 2-1. And up to lead things off for the Mustangs is the top of the lineup here in Bryson Bobbitt, struck out by Eli Yeager his first time out, and Yeager will be looking to repeat that. Here's the first pitch by Yeager, and that one's going to be a slow roller to the second baseman Tosta, who flips it to Yeager at first, and that's a one pitch out to start the inning.
See how Tosta hustled to get that ball. If he'd have set back on it, that got to have been safe at first. Good play, Tosta.
Up next is going to be Mason Rowe for the Mustangs. His last time out got walked for a base. And there he goes, swing and a miss. Eli Yeager showing off the stuff. He continues to look extremely sharp out there. 0-1, one out, and this is going to be popped up into right field. The senior Brady Griffin is looking at it, tracking it.
Attaboy.
That's going to make it two up, two down here for Burton.
Don't let up, Eli. Don't let up.
Up next for the Overton Mustangs is Brody Brown. Last time out, flew out to right field. And Eli Yeager here for a second consecutive three-up, three-down inning. Here's the first pitch. And that one just a hair inside. Tried to catch that knee-high inside corner. Puts it knee-high, but leaves it a little bit inside. 1-0.
Go get him, 14. Go get him.
1-0, and this one right up the middle. Bounces off the mound, and it's going to trickle into center field. And that's going to be a single for Brody Brown.
Solid clean base set up the middle right there. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, funny bounce there off the mound, yeah. I think, also made it a little bit of a harder play for Tyler Witt and Logan Tosta in the middle infield.
Hey, we got two boys. Let's finish this now.
Up next going to be Ryan Holloman. His last time out scored a single. And that was an RBI single, scored the first run of the game, and then he himself came in for the second run. First one's down low for a ball.
Pretty good lead at first. Attaboy.
And there we go. Even things up. 1-1. With the 1-1 pitch, this one inside by Yeager. And a good job there by Martin as that one looked to have a chance to get past him. He cuts it off, gets in front of it, and prevents anything worse from happening. Should be 2-1 there.
Go get him, Yeager. Come on back. Let's go.
Umpire's calling 2-0. I apologize.
Attaboy.
And that makes it 2-1. That's a swing and a miss there. Beautiful fastball by Eli Yeager.
Finding out here, Red. Finding out.
One more out puts an end to this inning.
Runner going.
And a breaking ball there is going to hit foul, but does the job, evens up this count 2-2. So now Yeager, deuces are wild, two balls, two strikes, two outs, and a runner on first. Eli Yeager with an opportunity to get him out of this inning with a strike.
Let's get this batter, buddy.
Good leadoff at first there. Let's see if Eli Yeager tries to pick off a 10, but I don't think he's going to waste his time there.
Here's the pitch. Boy.
Swing and a miss. Great decision by Eli Yeager. Puts an absolute heater of a fastball past the batter, and that retires the side with another strikeout for Eli Yeager. That now puts him at four strikeouts on the day. He has come out confident and looking sharp as a tack so far for Burton, and that keeps it 2-1 in favor of Overton. We'll be back for the bottom of the third inning after a word from our sponsors.
Summer's the time to get things done on your property, and DDM Pipe and Seal is ready to help. Whether you're building a new pipe fence, adding a roll-up door, building a workshop, or putting on a steel roof, DDM has everything you might need. Their experienced staff can help you select the right materials and hardware for your project. Whether it's angle iron, pipe, flat plate, tubing, roll-up doors, metal building components, or welding supplies. So what are you waiting for? Get that summer project started with a trip to DDM Pipe and Seal today, with locations in Brenham and Bastrop.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff, who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegeler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegeler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at teglertoyota.com.
All right, back here for the bottom of the third inning. We're in Sam Houston State University at Huntsville, and it is a beautiful day, a beautiful field, just a beautiful overall scene for some playoff baseball here in the state semifinal. And that's why I think that has a heavy contribution as to why the crowd is so huge. It's likely to say that a lot of these people would be here no matter what, but with a beautiful day like this, it just makes it that much easier.
I mean, today is Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
And look at these people. Unbelievable support. We just keep getting more and more fans every day, and that shows you the love for these boys in this town. Now, Whit, you need to give them something to holler about, buddy. You need to give me a base hit right here.
So here comes Tyler Whit as we get back to the top of the lineup for Burton. His last time out did strike out, but not what we're used to from Tyler Whit, so he's due for a hit here. And that one, a breaking ball that stays way upstairs, is going to make it 1-0. Good job by Tyler Whit. Saw that one all the way. And here's a 1-0 pitch from Holloman. That one going to be a low ball that gets past the catcher. 2-0.
Come on, Whit.
And you don't want to do that on a third strike in this field, because that'll be almost a guaranteed base hit.
Come on, Whit. We got to have you on.
Or a guaranteed base. But 2-0 here to Whit. And that one does catch that knee-high outside corner. Nice fastball there by Holloman. 2-1.
Let him know here, Levin. Attaboy. Need you on.
Tyler Whit now jumps ahead 3-1 after another ball from Holloman. Let's see what he gives him here. 3-1.
And up, baby!
Smashes one right over the glove of the pitcher, and it trickles into center field on a line drive. Takes a few bounces before the outfielder is able to cut it off, and that's a hard hit single for Tyler Whit as he leads things off. That's more of what we're used to. Great job there.
That was a rope to center field.
You could not hit a baseball better than Tyler Whit just did.
Now a little toss to do your job. Let's put this ball down.
And of course, Logan Tosta scoring the first and only run for Burton so far. He was walked and then did a double and then did some amazing base running to get to third and was scored.
Get your bat out in front of the Tosta.
On an error. But Logan Tosta takes the first one for a strike. 0-1 with no outs. He's got a runner on first and Tyler Whit. And Tyler Whit has wheels, so expect
they... There he goes, Taylor and they pitched out.
And right on cue, here's Tyler Whit, and he is...
safe. They dropped the ball.
Oh, the umpire punches him out, but then sees the ball trickle out of the glove of the shortstop and changes his call to safe, rightfully so. That's an umpire on top of his game right there.
Absolutely. Throw beat him there. He was definitely out. Shortstop dropped the ball. All right, Tosta, right here, buddy. Move him to third.
And it's all about holding it through contact there. So 1-1 to Tosta. He's going to show one. Now it's going to be outside, 2-1.
Got that first baseman crash in, Tosta. You got to come down third baseline. You can do that. All
man, that was going to be a breaking ball that stays high, 3-1. A breaking ball that did not break, if you would.
Hey, we'll take a walk right here, but if it's in there, Tossie, put it down.
So Logan Tosta here with a 3-1 count, and he's going to try to bunt, and it's going to go right side for a foul ball. That loads things up in the count, 3-2.
All right, four, you got to pick yourself up now. You got to put a ground ball up on first base side to move him over.
And Joe, like you like to say, you'd love for him to switch places with Tyler Witt right now, wouldn't you?
Absolutely.
Tyler Witt, second base, and Logan Tosta at home plate, swinging the bat, full count here. And you see Holloman step off to bring Tyler Witt back. He's got wheels. He knows he does.
Ball four.
And that one's going to be ball four, way up high there from Holloman. Struggling with his command here. And that puts runners on first and second, and up comes Ryder Biggs.
All right, what's Taylor going to do here?
And right, I'm probably going to bunt. That'd be my money. But with a hitter like Ryder Biggs, I would not be surprised if you just have him swing the bat because he is a powerful hitter.
Be hard to make him bunt, but at the same time, no outs, moving them runners up, base hit scores two.
Yeah, but that just means you have one more out so you can bunt on the next one, right, with the hitter. But then you have Ruben Rodriguez, another strong hitter. Yeah. So right here in the perfect part of the lineup to do really whatever Coach Taylor wants, and it's going to be a bunt, and he's going to get it in front of the plate, just does not catch it on the – does not catch the ball square, gets under it, and that's going to be fouled back.
So big to move these runners up, little Biggs.
0-1. And, of course, with how powerful a hitter he is, probably not his favorite thing to bunt. But he is more than willing to do exactly what
he wants. Shot it to right field. That's going
to
score.
And he decides to go ahead and swing, and it's the right call, as that is a line drive into right field. Almost gets to the corner. That's going to score two runs, and that's going to be a two RBI triple for Ryder Biggs. He's going to look over to the dugout. He knows he just gave his team the lead, and that was a huge hit. And that's exactly what I was talking about there, Daryl. This is a big hitter that swings big, and he did just that. He tried on the bunt there for the first one, said, I hate how that feels. Let me give this a good swing. Does just that and gets a triple, a two RBI triple. For Ryder Biggs, clears the bases, and gives his team a lead.
Inside out swing. He took it down that right field line. Still wide open out there. Come on, Ruben. Don't leave him.
So with zero outs here and a runner on third, here's Ruben Rodriguez, the cleanup hitter, who Ryder Biggs is dangerous. Ruben Rodriguez is also dangerous.
They said eight.
Takes the first one, 0-1. And that one ripped down the left side and almost kept it fair, but that one's going to go hard into the fence there.
One and one.
Foul, 1-1.
Come on, eight.
Coach Taylor going to have a couple words there with Ryder Biggs. Not sure if he's giving him instruction or just telling him good job. Could be either one.
I think he's reminding him of fly ball. You're tagging up. There
and
it is.
That
get back.
A fly ball into center field. Zalman's going to come up with it. Biggs is going to
get out, big boy.
The throw nowhere near. And that's going to score another run for the Burton Panthers. 4-2 in favor of the Panthers. And you got to start looking on the pitcher's mound. Is Coach going to try to have a conversation or maybe pull the pitcher? Because this game might be getting away with a three-run inning.
He's going to appeal that he left early.
Well, we have Coach is coming out, but
not a
for
baby,
a change.
No way.
Stay for an appeal, and Coach not happy with that one. But at this point, you got to think he's splitting hairs because that throw was nowhere near anyway.
He just was trying to beg a little bit and think we left early. Come on, Jaeger, let's keep this going.
Well, with no instant replay, umpire says all good, and that leaves it 4-2 in favor of the Panthers with one out. Here's Jaeger. Eli Jaeger doing a great job on the mound, looking to do the same on the plate here. Last time out, he was walked.
Ball two. Hit They could have sent it up here to New York, and I would have told them, safe.
Yeah, we got the instant replay here with our eyes.
Yeah, buddy, don't you hesitate to send it up here.
So 2-0 now to Jaeger, takes the first two balls. Good job there. This one does catch that inside corner. Right on the line there, 2-1.
That wasn't yours, Jaeger. Now you rip him.
Here's the next one to Jaeger. This one's going to be popped up, almost directly up. That one's going to stay in field. And that's going to be the third baseman, Brody Brown, coming up to make the catch and put the second out on the board for the Mustangs.
All right, Braden, let's go with two.
That's Braden Martin coming up, number 13, right-handed batter for the Burton Panthers. And Braden Martin's last time out did fly out to center field.
Get you one here, 13.
First one's going to be in there for a strike as Braden takes it. 0-1.
Low.
And that one low, 1-1, even things up.
Come on, Martin, get me on there, baby.
And Holloman looking to bounce back here. He's gotten two quick outs. Let's see if he get a third. That one catches that knee-high outside corner. And he's one strike away from getting out of this situation where he's allowed three runs here to Burton. But Braden Martin's going to look to do the opposite and get a runner on for the Panthers. That one's going to be down low to even things up at 2-2.
Attaboy, take a deep breath right here and shoot this ball to right.
So two balls, two strikes, two outs. With a chance to put a runner on here, Braden Martin's going to put a chopper to third base. This time Brody Brown does handle it. But in first base, Braxton Harper can't handle it. Fails on the scoop. That's an error that allows Braden Martin to reach first base.
Got number six there. Gurka going to run for us.
Coy Gurka. He's got some wheels on him. We've seen him a couple times before in these playoffs.
Come on, Brady Griffin. Senior up right here. Hit that corner and make him run.
Fresh graduate on the plate here. So with two outs and a runner on first, Brady Griffin's going to be looking to cause some damage. His last time out did fly out to right. And a nice breaking ball there by Holloman catches the upper part of the strike zone, makes it 0-1 as Brady Griffin takes that strike.
We get him 12.
0-1, and he rips it left side just a little bit too much, a little early there. That makes it 0-2. So Brady Griffin finds himself behind the count. But he's got plenty of experience, and he knows what to do to fight back here. Let's see if he can get back into this at-bat.
Come on,
Brady. He's well behind. 0-2 with two outs. Runner on first. Burton, three runs scored here to take a 4-2 lead. And a swing and a miss there by Brady Griffin. Good pitch there by Holloman. Good curveball that went inside to outside. And that's going to retire this Burton side. But after a huge 2-RBI triple by Ryder Biggs, that gives the Burton Panthers the lead 4-2 and ignites this crowd. We'll be back with the top of the fourth inning after a word from our sponsors.
Kenjuratile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kenjuratile has been owned and operated by the Kenjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff of Kenjuratile congratulate the Burton Panther baseball team on a great season and wish them good luck during the playoffs. Kenjuratile thanks all the coaches and parents for helping make this experience possible for the young people of Burton High School. Go Panthers all the way to state.
The mission of Burton High School is to provide the highest quality education possible to all students to the fullest extent of their individual abilities. And Burton High School has earned a distinction for academic achievement from the state of Texas. Burton High School is especially proud of the Panthers baseball team on their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Burton Panthers by attending the baseball playoff games. Go Panthers!
Back to Sam Houston State University here in Huntsville. where the Burton Panthers just had an electrifying bottom of the third inning where they scored three runs to jump ahead of this ball game 4-2. So after a quick two runs by Overton in the first, the Burton Panthers have done what we've seen them do all year round, and that's bounce back with a fight back and hungry mentality. I think we've seen so far what kind of ball game we're getting from these boys today, Daryl.
Yeah, luckily we got the hammer that we get last at bat. It might come down to that, because Overton's not going to give up. They're going to keep battling. We just got to keep making the plays like we've done these last couple innings, and we're going to be just fine.
Yeah, I mean, all it was a rocky start, really. I mean, a couple errors that cost you big there, but thankfully Overton prepaid those errors, and then with some nice hitting from Burton, they've been able to not only bounce back but take the lead now. Two runs is good insurance, especially for how good Eli Yeager is pitching right now.
Can't relax, though. You got to keep bulldogging right at him.
No
doubt. And go get three outs here.
We mentioned, got to stay hungry no matter what's going. If you're ahead, put your pedal to the metal. Here's the first pitch by Yeager. Swing and a miss by Braxton Harper.
Good start, Yeager. Go get him now. Get back, Ruben. Can of corn. Atta boy.
And a fly ball to center field. That's Ruben Rodriguez looking that one in. That's going to put one up, one down here with only two pitches for Eli Yeager. And he's keeping that pitch count low.
Buddy, that's a lot of room out there in center. It looks like Ruben's playing very shallow from here, at least to me it does. But
he's right in the middle.
He's right there. And let him keep hitting it that away.
He's almost exactly halfway between second base and that far 400-foot wall. And that one's going to be a ball there by Yeager, 1-0. This one inside.
At a point.
Going to Landon Hill here.
Nice spot. 1-1. Go get him. Let's go, Yeager.
And Eli Yeager, I mean, this one's going to be popped up by Overton, and that one's going to fall in for Overton. Good placement there by Landon Hill. That one falls in, and that's going to be a single for Landon Hill with one out. And he makes good after getting struck out his last time against Yeager. So here comes Bryce Still, right-handed batter for Overton. After the hit there with one out, he's got a runner on first. Still 4-2 in favor of Burton. And a swing and a miss there on a beautiful breaking ball by Yeager. Fools him and gets them to swing.
But double play would be real sweet right here, Miami.
Oh, it sure would. There's a perfect opportunity for it. Breaking ball there by Yeager stays outside, 1-1. Looking to catch that upper outside corner.
Let's go, boys.
On an off-speed pitch. So that makes it 1-1 with one out and a runner on first.
Yes, he did.
And this one down low, check swing there by Still. Umpire says he's safe. Oh. That's 2-1.
That's all right. Go get him, boys. Throw this ground ball right here, Yeager.
And this one down low by Yeager. That's going to make it 3-1 as he falls behind in the count. Let's see if he can fight back. He's been pitching beautifully all day. He needs to pull one of them nice pitches out here. Let's see a fastball right there. And misses that strike zone by a hair just underneath. It's going to be a fourth ball and going to walk. Going to walk Still there.
Taylor going to go out and talk to him a little bit. Good job, Matt.
And as we have a conference on the mound between the pitcher and coach, we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Look at your vehicle. It's a mess. Just stop at TNT's Car Wash in Brenham for their new touchless car wash system with wash, wax, and sealant options. Now big enough for your oversized vehicles and dually trucks. Get a discount with a gas purchase at Felder's Buy and Buy next door. They also offer do-it-yourself stalls and a covered vacuum area.
It's easy, it's affordable, and it's open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Your vehicle will look its best with a quick stop at TNT Car Wash on South Market Street across from Mariachi's.
Collier Construction is pleased to be a part of Washington County and proud of the Burton youth. They support the local students in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They wish all the best to the school administrations, faculty, and students of Burton Independent School District during the academic year. Collier Construction congratulates the Panthers on a great baseball season and invites you to join them in supporting the Burton Panthers in their quest for state.
All right, back here to Sam Houston, where we're kicking things off after a quick conference on the mound between Coach Thaler and Eli Yeager. And first one's a ball there by Yeager. Once it stays upstairs there at 1-0.
Got it out here, boys.
Runners on first and second for Overton. And a nice breaking ball by Eli Yeager evens things up at 1-1 as he catches that upper outside corner.
Let's go. We need an out.
One-one, he's going to take a look back at third, and here's the pitch. Breaking ball, swing and a miss there by Zalman. Just a beautiful pitch by Yeager. A breaking ball that had all kinds of movement there off speed. Gets Zalman to swing, and that makes it 1-2. Yeager jumps ahead of the count.
Come on back with it.
And this one looks like it's going to get another breaking ball, but put this one well up and away. That one definitely got away from Yeager a bit, and that's going to even it up at 2.
Hey, got to go get him. No more freebies.
And Zalman last time out did fly out.
Yes, sir.
And a swing, a check swing there by Zalman.
Attaboy.
And umpire's going to say he did go around. That's going to be another strikeout for Eli Yeager. That's 5 on the day.
That was a good call there. There's no doubt he swung that one.
No doubt there.
All right, boys, we got 2 outs. Find another one.
And you know it was the right call because the batter did not argue it for
and
a second.
And he was walking up back anyway.
So 2 outs here. Here is Jaden Edwards, right-handed batter for the Mustangs. His pitch from Yeager. And a swing and a miss there by Edwards. Yeager with some heat there. After getting Zalman with a breaking ball, he gets Jaden Edwards with a fastball here in the first pitch of the at-bat.
Come on, Yeager. Get you a K here, buddy. Don't worry about them runners. Get
Jaden
this
Edwards,
out.
Last time out, did fly out to center. And a breaking ball there, and umpire's going to say, no, sir, not in the strike zone, 1-1. Good effort there by Yeager. And this was going to be ripped into left field. Raymer's looking for it. But that one's going to trickle and bounce off the wall. One run's going to score. A second one's coming around third. And that one's going to score as well. And we got ourselves a tie ball game with a 2-RBI double by Jaden Edwards. 2 out runs has been the theme of this game for the Overton Mustangs.
And walks will kill you too. I do rip that ball.
Yeah, that was hit beautifully on a line drive out of the left field. And again, that huge outfield playing a factor in this game for sure.
Yeah, Raymer had no chance on that one.
No chance.
No chance.
Just hit too hard.
Yes,
I mean,
that was
ripped it.
That was just a clean rip.
Ripped it, pulled it out into left field. And anytime you see a ball go into that corner, it's going to be extra bases. And with 2 runners on, extra bases means 2 runs.
We need to shut this down at the top now.
So 4-4, and again, it's been the theme for the Burton Panthers. You're up 2 outs. You got to close it out. Let's see if Yeager can do so here.
At the top of the order, correct?
Correct. This is Bryson Bobbitt out there. And this one outside to Bobbitt, 1-0.
All right, you got to find it, 14.
And he does have Jaden Edwards in scoring position on second after that double.
boy.
And there he goes. Corrects it with the strike 1-1.
Let's go 14. Come on now.
So Overton just tied things up. It's 4-4 with two outs. Jaeger's looking to get out of this inning. He's got a count of 1-1 and a runner on second. And that one's going to be ripped into left field. Raymer's coming up. He's going to make the throw, but it's not going to be in time. That's going to score another run for the Mustangs and gives them the lead 5-4 as Jaden Edwards comes around to score on the RBI single by Bryson Bobbitt. And Burton's starting to feel it now. Overton is ignited over there as they have just completely snatched momentum away from the Burton Panthers.
All this happening with two outs, too.
Yeah, that's been what we've been talking about. We have to close things out when you get up two outs. And a steal attempt is, the throw is in time, but the tag is not, as Tyler Witt disagrees with that one. It was a very close play over at second base, but that's going to be a stolen base there for Bobbitt.
All right, settle down, boys. Let's get out of here. We got two outs.
And that was a golden opportunity to end this inning, but we'll keep going here. It's Mason Rowe at the plate, and he was walked last time and scored the first run of the game. Or walked his first time out. 0-1, and a swing and a miss there makes it 0-2. Jaeger one strike away from getting out of this situation. Another runner on second. And Mason Rowe looking to drive him in. But first, Jaeger's going to take a peek back at second, get that runner back on second, make sure there's no funny business out there. And he's going to focus back on the batter here.
Two strikes here now. Come on.
0-2 count. Jaeger takes another peek at second, loads up. Here's the pitch, 0-2. And that one, a third. Umpire's going to say that was not a third strike. It was a foul ball.
Martin caught it off his left leg.
And umpire's going to give him a chance to shake that off. That'll definitely be sore in the morning.
Sorry, too young to know it hurts.
Looks like he took it off the inner left thigh there. Was not a third strike because the batter, Rowe, did make contact. Here's the
runner going to third.
Jaeger. And this one up high. It's going to be fouled right side. And Bobbitt's going to have to make his walk back to second base.
Team is a whole lot like ours. They like to run.
They like
to
run.
Put pressure on.
Very aggressive. You know, that small ball is very effective at the high school level. If you could play that well, you could compete with anybody. So 0-2 here. And these teams are definitely competing here today.
We need a strikeout here.
Overton just took the lead with the top of the third, with the top of the fourth.
Atta boy. Runs.
And a fastball up high there by Eli Jaeger. It gets Rowe to go down swinging, and that's going to retire the side, but not before Overton was able to have a three-run inning of their own and takes a one-run lead, 5-4 over the Burton Panthers with a huge two-RBI double there by Edwards. And that's how this score stands now, 5-4 in favor of Overton. We'll be back with a word from our sponsors for the bottom of the fourth inning.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton baseball team. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire says, "Go Panthers!"
Whether it's in school, sports, business, or life, it's all about teamwork. Our local teams work hard to represent our community. As your local community bank, we work hard to earn your business. Banking local enables us to continue supporting local teams, schools, organizations, and charities. Thank you for your business. We're proud to continue to support the Burton Panthers. Citizen State Bank, local banking for the community we call home. Member FDIC. Go Panthers.
All right, here we go for the bottom of the fourth inning in this state semifinal matchup between the Overton Mustangs and the Burton Panthers. The Mustangs did just take a one-run lead with a three-run top of the fourth. Burton looking to respond here as up is 8-9-1 in the lineup. That's first is going to be Houston Hody, right-handed batter, designated hitter today for the Panthers.
Come on, Houston, we need a base hit here. Got to answer back.
And Houston Hody last time did put the ball in fair play, but was an excellent play by the third baseman, Brody Brown, did get him thrown out at first, but we've seen his ability to make contact. Let's see if he can do so again here. Here's the first pitch to Houston. That one's going to be down low.
1-0. Find a way to get on.
Here's a 1-0 pitch to Houston Hody, and almost identical down low, almost in the dirt there, 2-0.
We'll take it. Three and oh.
So very quickly, Houston Hody well ahead here, 3-0. And good discipline by him here. He's not budging on any of these balls. He's taking these balls for what they are, and let's see if that earns him a base. Holloman's going to be looking to put one over the plate here, and that's going to get past the catcher for a clear ball. And look at Houston Hody hustling up to first base.
Good job, 18.
Good energy there by Hody.
Good job.
So that's a leadoff walk for Houston Hody.
He's going to probably pinch run Simac maybe for him.
Well, that would be the third pinch runner. You know, we have three primary pinch runners that we see, but no, it's
going to
be the senior, Mark Odom.
Good job.
As he gets some playing time here in this huge matchup, let's see if he can make it count maybe here with a stolen base. I'm sure that's what Coach Thaler's thinking.
I believe Raymer needs to put this ball down and get him to second.
And you can see Odom over there ready to make something happen. And right down the middle for
Taylor
May, double play opportunity.
No, he booted it.
He gets away from the first baseman, and that's going to be an extra base for Raymer.
We'll take that, E3.
Good job there by Odom, maybe getting in the way of the play there. A smart heads-up play. Odom does his job. They get second base either way there.
Hey, one out. Raymer on second, top of the order.
I'll take it. So that's going to be...
Their coach is whining about it was an obstruction on the
that's
going to
be a fielder's choice and an error, but as I just mentioned, Mark Odom was on his way to second, and coach for Overton is saying, hey, he didn't give my guy time to throw the ball, and the umpires are going to get together and discuss this. We'll be back with the call after a word from our sponsors.
Hody Farms in Burton is a proud supporter of the Panthers baseball and Lady Panthers softball teams as they head into the playoffs. A special shout out to their own, Natalie and Houston. Your family is so proud of you both. For your next show pigs, for 4-H or FFA projects, give Hody Farms in Burton a call. 979-251-4718. Good luck in the playoffs. Go Big Red, all the way to state.
So after the fielder's choice to second and then the error that gets Raymer to second base, they're going to say that there was no interference after a quick discussion between the umpires, and that leaves Raymer at second base. And on the very next pitch, Tyler Witt pops it up, and that's going to be a second out of the inning for the Mustangs on the Panthers. So a runner in scoring position is Raymer at second. And here comes Logan Tosta, who is having himself a great game. Had a double in the first inning and scored a run. And also had a walk in the third and scored a run. So
we need a clutch hit here.
Let's see if he can keep his perfect on-base percentage going here. First one's going to be fouled right side, 0-1.
Come on, Tosta. We need a base hit to tie this thing back up, get us that momentum back.
So let's see if he can do just that. Next one's going to be for a ball, 1-1. Good discipline there by Tasa. Let that one just go by and fight for the next pitch.
Oh.
And that one in the dirt, 2-1. And a good job there by the catcher, Bryce Still of the Mustangs. If that gets past, that might even score with how far back the backstop is here.
Raymer, just don't go back to second so fast, buddy.
Let the play develop. Here you go. 2-1, two outs here. Tossed at the plate with Raymer on second. Burton Panthers down one run, 5-4.
Good job.
And Tosta, a little mind games there. As soon as the pitcher got set, Tosta steps off. And you can see he didn't really need that break because he steps right back in, just keeping that pitcher thinking.
That's it.
So 2-1, here it is. And he's going to fly ball into center field. Up comes Zalman, and he's going to make the play that's going to put it, retire this side, leaving a runner stranded in Raymer. And that's going to be the top of the fifth inning coming up. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Need to open a checking or savings account but just can't seem to find the time to get to the bank? We have a solution for you with online account opening from Brenham National Bank. Go to our website, www.bnbank.bank, and click open an account from either your computer or mobile device. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking easy. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
If you've ever lost someone close to you, you know how important compassion is in a difficult time.
At the ceremony, their warmth and kindness meant everything to me.
Just that little extra kindness and consideration that makes the moment easier. Our caring staff will help you make your plans with sensitivity, compassion, and respect. Memorial Oaks Chapel.
Started here in the top of the fifth inning. It is Belleville taking the field with the Mustangs up to bat, and they're having a quick hoorah over on the mound, just making sure everybody's still locked in, because it's a tight ball game here, 5-4 in favor of the Overton Mustangs. And Burton looking to claw their way back again. They went down two runs, fought back with one run, and then three runs to take the lead 4-2, and now they're down again one run, 5-4. After a three-run top of the fourth, and they were held scoreless in the bottom of the fourth. But Eli Yeager getting right back on track. That's a swing and a miss there by Brody Brown.
So huge this inning that we don't give up any more runs.
And there we go. Very quickly by Eli Yeager. Puts two breaking balls on that outside corner, 0-2. And he has set up Brown here for a fastball opportunity. Let's see what he gives him. And it is going to be a breaking ball that goes down low for a ball, 1-2.
Hey, finish him, Eli. Finish him.
And Brody Brown last time did manage to get a single off Yeager, who is having a fantastic evening.
Not a
point. And that's going to be a strikeout as a breaking ball catches that upper outside corner for Eli Yeager. And we've been seeing it time and time again from him tonight. He's showing why he's an ace on this team and gets another strikeout. So that's one up, one down here for the Burton Panthers. Up next is going to be Ryan Holloman, right-handed batter and the pitcher today for the Overland Mustangs. So pitcher on pitcher. Here's Yeager on the first pitch, and that one not going to catch that upper outside corner. 1-0. So already one down very quickly here. Yeager's going to look to make it two in a row. 1-0 pitch. And that one catches the inside corner. 1-1. About waist high there on the pitch. Excellent placement there by Yeager on that fastball. Jams up the hitter. 1-1 and a breaking ball. He's going to catch the hitter on the shin. And that's going to be a hit by pitch for Eli Yeager. That gets Ryan Holloman a base. Oh, I got to say, I don't appreciate Holloman not making any effort to get out of the way there. But,
hey,
part of the game.
Next time he's maybe put it in the rib with a fastball. Did I say that? Let's go, boys.
That thought might have escaped through your mouth there.
That's turn two.
So one out here. Eli Yeager puts one outside for a ball 1-0.
Let's go, guys. Don't give them no breaks.
That's the last thing the Burton Panthers need to do here. They've given them enough breaks so far. They're down one in a pickoff attempt at first base, and going in standing up is Holloman. But the pickoff serves his purpose, gets Holloman back on first base, and Holloman really not taking a huge lead over there. This one down low from Yeager 2-0.
All right, Yeager, come on now.
This is Braxton Harper at the plate. It's a right-handed batter for the Mustangs. His last time out flew out to first, has only reached base on an error. And that one up high, 3-0.
Hey, you got a bow up here now, 14. We got to have you.
Yeah, Yeager's got to fight back here because he finds himself in a tough situation, down 3-0 on the count and a runner on first. Last thing he wants to do is give him a free base. And there Harper shows bunt, but Yeager puts it in the strike zone beautifully, 3-1.
Come back with it.
The 3-1, here's Yeager, and a swing and a miss there. That's going to fill up the count, and right on cue, Eli Yeager fights back in this at-bat and fills things up. After 3-0, it's now 3-2.
Gotta finish it. One more strike
puts this batter away. And Yeager's going to step off and step right back on. Takes a peek over first base, winds up, and this one up and away. And you can see the frustration there from Yeager because he knows he had a good situation there where going down 3-0, fights back, makes it 3-2, and just misses on that last one. Tried to put a breaking ball to catch that upper outside corner, and it just did not break for him like he wanted it to. And that puts a walk on first. So that's first and second with two walks, really, a hit by pitch and a walk.
Yeah. And only one out. Find one here, boys. Find an out.
And that one out was, of course, the leadoff strikeout here for Yeager on Brody Brown. But now comes Landon Hill. Landon Hill last time did manage a single, but has been struck out by Yeager today. And that one going to get past Braden Martin. And that's going to advance the runners to second and third. And I think that one just got away from Martin there.
I think he crossed him up. They haven't been on the same page here this last couple batters.
And you can see that by Braden Martin coming up to have a conference with his pitcher really quick. So catcher and pitcher conference on the mound here. And no need to go to break. I don't think this will be a long one. I think it's just a quick conversation. Get themselves on the same page. Go over their calls because this is just clearly not on the same page. We saw it there on the full count. Yeager puts a breaking ball too far wide. Yeah. And he just needs to get back on the same page here because Yeager, without a doubt, having a fantastic night. Just the last couple batters here. Looked a little rusty. And Braden Martin calming him down and getting him back in the zone.
I'd have to watch him dropping a bun here to squeeze this run home.
And everybody's going to get back into the positions. Infield's going to move up, expecting a bunt here. 1-0 count. Here's a pitch from Yeager.
And a
beautiful breaking ball low in the strike zone. And you can see the hitter there. As the hitter there for the Mustangs, that's Landon Hill, looks back at the crowd. Maybe a little showmanship from him there, trying to get the crowd riled up on that call. But nonetheless, 1-1. And here's the 1-1 from Yeager. This one outside. Lefty on lefty here, I have to mention. Hill, I believe, the only lefty we've seen from the Mustangs.
Yeager got to find it here.
And Yeager taking his time on this pitch as the batter steps out to keep Yeager off rhythm. 2-1. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball. Swing and a miss. Maybe he did get a hold of that one a little bit. 2-2. Either way, it's a strike. 2-2.
Come on. We got to find an out here. Punch him.
That's a tough situation here for the Burton Panthers. They got runners on second and third and only one out.
Atta boy.
And a strikeout. Exactly what the Panthers needed, because if that ball goes into play, you have a chance for a run-up with a fielder's choice that scores, or a sack fly if that one's popped up. So good job there. He says, I ain't letting none of that happen. I'm going to get this guy out at the plate with a strikeout, and does exactly that as Landon Hill goes down swinging.
Now we can back the infield back up and make a play here.
So now with two outs, here comes Bryce Still. His last time out was walked.
Good block. Job, Martin.
Yeah, great job by Martin there. A little bit of a questionable pitch that he's able to get in front of, stop anything from happening, but still a ball 1-0.
Let's go, guys. Don't relax. We need to start out. Lead them two runners right there.
And next one's going to be 2-0 as Yeager falls further behind the count here. Don't need another 3-0 situation. Here's the 2-0 pitch and a fastball beautifully in that knee-high outside corner, 2-1, as Yeager starts to fight his way back.
Come on, 14, you can do it.
Runners on second and third, and you see coach there for Overton having a couple whispers for his runner on third base. So you know they're looking to get him home. And this was going to be popped up. No chance for a sack fly as up comes Ryder Biggs with two outs, retires the side. And Ryder Biggs there, you can see waiting for that one as it seemed like it took forever to come down. And with the situation that it was, I'm sure that made it seem even longer. But nonetheless, that's going to retire the side as the Burton Panthers get out of a tough situation there with runners on second and third. They strand them. There's Eli Yeager with two strikeouts in that inning. And that's going to keep it 5-4 in favor of the Overton Mustangs. We'll be back with the bottom of the fifth inning with Burton trying to respond after a word from our sponsors.
Go fight, win, Burton Panthers. The Burton Chamber of Commerce is proud of the Panther baseball team and congratulates them on making it to the playoffs and to all Burton ISD sports and academic participants. The Burton Chamber, citizens and businesses, salute the athletes and coaches for all of their hard work. Stay current on area events by liking Burton Chamber of Commerce on Facebook and following them on Twitter. Become a member today and check out their website at burtontexas.org.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school can receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
All right, down to the last nine outs for the Burton Panthers. They need to make something happen here soon. They're down one run to Overton, 5-4. And they're going to have a chance to respond here after what was really a great top of the fifth inning there. They did have a couple mistakes that put runners on first and second that then advanced on another mistake on a wild pitch. So runners on second and third, they were able to get out of that one, stranding those runners on second and third and keeping it scoreless for them, but still down one run. They're running out of time to make something happen here, and we saw Coach Saylor pull the whole team aside there into the left field to, I'm sure, to remind them of that hey, it's do or die time. We got nine outs. Let's make something happen here.
Yeah, I'm sure, though, he was very positive with them and said, come on, boys, we got to relax because we're not playing loose right now. We're sitting here and got a little bit of tightness. But, hey, we got little bigs. We got the heart of the lineup up right where we want to be. And here we go.
So here comes Ryder Biggs up to bat. His last time out had that huge two RBI triple. So this is exactly who you want to have here to lead things off. Let's see if he can continue that momentum, get a big hit here, and put a runner on for the Panthers. And he's going to put a chopper that's going to go in the hole. He's trying to hustle to beat the throw. That's going to be a one-hopper that gets past the first baseman.
In the dugout.
He's going to get in the dugout. He's going to go all the way to second. And I believe he was going to get that anyway on a ground rule double.
Absolutely.
But that's going to be a double there, or a single with an error that puts him on second base. And I believe that now evens up these teams with two errors apiece. So always something to watch for in these games.
Atta boy, little Biggs, way to start us. All right, Ruben. Let's tie this baby up.
And, I mean, right on cue there, you know, we just mentioned Ryder Biggs needing to come up big, carry that momentum off that two RBI triple. He did just that. Rips one, makes the third baseman make a play, or the shortstop make a play. He does not do that as it gets past the first baseman. And just like that, two bases for Ryder Biggs. So here to Ruben Rodriguez. This one up high, 1-0.
Ruben showed bunt on that first one, but I think you're fixing a capper right here. Yes, he did. Bunt. Come on, Ruben. Base hit.
Ruben Rodriguez had a sack fly last time. And no opportunity for that here, but if he can rip one, that'll surely score Ryder Biggs, as he's got some wheels on him. And he's going to pop this one up, and it's going to stay in the infield. Let's see if the second baseman can make a play, and he does just that. Tracks it into his glove. That's Bryson Bobbitt out there.
Come on, Yeager, help yourself. We got to have you, buddy.
And yeah, like you just said, Eli Yeager needs to help himself here. He's the pitcher today. And he has a chance here to give him a tie ball game. If he can put some good contact, make a good fair ball, that could very easily score Ryder Biggs. So Ryder Biggs on second. Here is Yeager in check swing. And either way, it's in the strike zone, so 0-1.
Jerk one down this right field line, Yeager. You can do it.
And he's going to put this one right on a grounder to this second baseman, who drops it but able to collect it in time and makes the throw. So the Mustangs get away with one there, but it does advance Ryder Biggs to third. So now with two outs, here's Braden Martin. And with Ryder Biggs on third, he has an opportunity to tie this game up.
Come on, Braden. Man, I'd take a pass ball right here, Miami.
That would guarantee the score a run. With the way this backstop is so far back.
Hit him.
And almost does just that, but instead hits the batter.
Hit his bat.
Oh, hits the bat. So that's going to be a strike. And talk about bad luck there.
Yeah.
Hits the bat behind his head.
That's all right, Braden.
He ducks away from the pitch there. But Braden Martin still going to fight here. 0-1 now. Two outs. Runner on third. All he needs to put a ball fair, and that's going to score a run.
Line one through the middle.
And he's going to pop this one.
Get out of here.
Right side. Don't believe it's going to be a chance for an opportunity for a play, as that one goes to the roof of the dugout. Close there. 4 feet to the left, and that would have been fair. Or that would have been fair play for a play on a foul ball. 0-2 now to Martin as he fouls it off for a second strike.
Come
on, with two outs, he's got Ryder Biggs on third, and this is an opportunity here that they do not want to miss. They're down only one run, and with a runner on third, the last thing you want to do is strand him out there.
Come on, Bray.
And that went outside. 1-2. So good job there by Braden Martin, not chasing anything.
You can do this, 13. Come on, buddy.
And you see Coach Taylor telling Biggs, you know, if you see any kind of contact with this fair, you got to go. And that one down low, 2-2, even things up. Fighting back here is Braden Martin. After starting 0-2, it's now 2-2.
Come on, 13.
Burton down one with two outs and a runner on third. They're in prime position to tie things up. Braden Martin's going to be looking to be the man to do that. And he's going to rip one down the side, and that's going to do exactly that. That one came up with some absolute eyeballs on it. It stays perfectly fair, almost rides the chalk out into left field, and does exactly what the Burton Panthers need. Tie up this ball game with an RBI double for Braden Martin, coming up huge for this team.
That was huge. Now we got Gurka running for Martin at second, and Griffin is due right here. Let's put us in the lead. My cheerleaders are cheering now.
Yeah, unfortunately this plexiglass doesn't allow the sound to come through, but this is a Burton crowd that is absolutely loving life right now as they've just tied things up. And we always talk about missing opportunities. The Burton Panthers there just capitalized on an opportunity, tying this thing up 5-5. And Brady Griffin puts one right down the third baseline, and it's going to force a throw. And this time, good from Brody Brown, gets it to first base. And that's going to retire the side, but not before the Burton Panthers were able to respond after losing the lead. They now tie things up 5-5, and we got ourselves a ball game. We'll be back with the top of the sixth inning after a word from our sponsors.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors supports the Burton baseball team and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. Support the Burton High School baseball team this spring by attending their games. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Panthers from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors. Do you have a number one on your list when it comes to quality new home construction, remodeling, or plumbing repairs? Tielemann Construction and Stegen Tielemann Plumbing have been serving this community for over 64 and 47 years, respectively. With such a strong history of lasting quality, make Tielemann Construction your first choice for any of your residential needs. Tielemann Construction is proud to sponsor the local area athletes and is cheering for the Burton Panthers in the playoffs.
Sam Houston State University, home of the Bearcats, where today it's the home of the regional semifinal between the Burton Panthers and the Overton Mustangs. And we have ourselves an exciting, exhilarating, and just competitive all-around ball game here. It was just tied up 5-5 by Burton with a huge RBI double by Braden Martin with two outs. He comes through for his team, scores Ryder Biggs, and that is the kind of opportunity that keeps you going and keeps the momentum on your side, as they had just given up the momentum to Overton, for sure, with Overton having a three-run top of the fourth to take a 5-4 lead. Burton responds, takes some of that momentum back with a huge hit and a run of their own, and 5-5 here as we get started in the top of the sixth. Both teams have six outs left.
Had an 0-2 count on that also when Braden got that hit. If you look at the board, 5 runs, 6 hits for both teams. I think probably both teams got 2 errors. This is a huge, huge, huge inning right here. Yeager has to bow up right here, and we need a 3-up, 3-down.
And he's been doing that all day, but bad sign there as the first one gets away from this catcher on really it was a wild pitch up and away there by Yeager. But that's fine. If you got a bad pitch in you, get it out of the way on the first batter, right? So no doubt that's what that was. And the next one's going to be down low for a ball 2-0. Little overcorrection there. First one up and away. This one low and inside.
Got to find it here, Yeager. Find it.
And he's throwing to Joey Zalman. Struck him out last time. And this one, low and inside again, 3-0.
And he's probably going to be on a short leash here.
Yeah, they do have some action in the bullpen over there. And he gets right back on track. 3-0, puts one in that waist high on the outside of the outside part of the strike zone, 3-1. And does so this time inside, waist high on the inside part of the strike zone. 3-2. Full count. Great job by Yeager to fight back in this first at-bat. Let's see if he can get himself an out in his first one. And fouled back. Zalman's going to stay alive because that was a heater on that knee-high outside corner.
He barely got a piece of that. Let's go. Stay focused.
Struck him out already once today. Let's see if he can do so again. Full count here. Here's the pitch from Yeager. And this one's going to be lined into center field. Coming up is Matt Raymer. And that's going to be extra bases as Raymer can't find the ball. So just a double there for Zalman. And he's going to fire up this Overton Mustang crowd who on both sides, big turnout. Big turnout. It's split almost down the middle here behind home base. And a sea of red to our left and a sea of green to our right.
This might be the day for Yeager. I believe you're going to see Biggs come in.
And here comes Coach Taylor to have us talk with Yeager. And he's going to take the ball from him.
Looks like Ruben's coming in.
And let's see who he's going to put out there. I mean, Yeager having a good day so far. That one that he did allow a double, but he has not been poor by any means. So that's going to do it. Still waiting on a decision from Coach here. As I believe that's Ruben Rodriguez taking the mound here. So we're going to give Ruben a chance to warm up. There is a pitching change. Ruben Rodriguez coming in for Eli Yeager. And we'll get back to you with all of the changes coming up as the lineup will shift around a little bit after a word from our sponsors.
The mission of Burton High School is to provide the highest quality education possible to all students to the fullest extent of their individual abilities. And Burton High School has earned a distinction for academic achievement from the state of Texas. Burton High School is especially proud of the Panthers baseball team on their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Burton Panthers by attending the baseball playoff games. Go Panthers!
Steel Buildings. It's what they do at DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham and Bastrop. DDM has been manufacturing every type of steel building you can imagine for almost 30 years. Barns, barnominiums, workshops, storage buildings, homes, and office buildings. They can do it all, and they'll do it right. DDM was built on the philosophy that low prices, high quality fabrication, and great customer service are the keys to long-term relationships. Get your project started today by talking with experienced folks at DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham and Bastrop.
Is your auto looking dull no matter how much you wax it? And those scratches on the side, are they too much to bear? Head to Brenham Collision Center, the Spies Hecker Certified Paint and Body Shop in Brenham for fast quality service and original manufacturer's parts to return your vehicle to looking like it did when you first drove it off the dealership lot. Brenham Collision Center at 810 West Main in Brenham offering lifetime warranties. They're committed to quality. Congratulations to the Burton Panthers on a winning season and good luck in the playoffs.
All right, back here as we just had a pitching change. It's Eli Yeager coming off for Ruben Rodriguez. And to fill Ruben Rodriguez's spot in center field will be Ryder Biggs. Designated hitter Houston Hody fills in at third base for Biggs. And filling in, and Eli Yeager will slide over to first base.
You got to think they're bunting here, so Houston needs to be coming in.
And Archer Fuller is the one that comes out of the game now, who was at first base. So here's Ruben Rodriguez with no outs and a runner on second. Not in the most ideal situation to come in, but definitely an opportunity for him to show what he's made of on the mound. And that does it for Eli Yeager. He got through five innings and had quite a few strikeouts there. 8 strikeouts on the day, so good day for Eli. But now it's time for Ruben Rodriguez. Here's the first pitch. And this one out low and outside as Braden Martin has to dive to get in front of that one.
They've got a courtesy runner, I think, number 5 running at Second base for the...
So that's Gabe Miller for the Mustangs.
You're all right, Ruben. Come on, find the zone, buddy.
So that's, again, low and away from Ruben Rodriguez, 2-0. So it's all right. It's a rock, knock the rust off. Sometimes that small warm-up is not enough, but let's see if he knocked off the rust here. 2-0. And this is going to be popped up into center field, and that one's going to fall in, and Gabe Miller's going to go. He's going to run.
Get it in.
He's going to stay at third, and good choice there by Gabe Miller because the throw was on time. Though I think if Gabe Miller would have seen that Ryder Biggs did struggle with the handle there in center field, he probably would have gone. But,
no outs.
No need to risk it.
But I wish he would have ran. Could have hosed him.
So up comes Braden Martin to have a chat with Ruben Rodriguez, because Ruben Rodriguez, we just saw him put two balls low and outside, and on the very next one, he gets hit into center field. And he may need some time to get adjusted here, because this is the first time we see Ruben Rodriguez in these playoffs.
Boys, we got to come in here.
But he's got to come up big here.
Top of the order.
Yeah, it's the top of the order with Bobbitt coming up for the Mustangs.
I'm sure he can handle a bat well.
We've seen him do so far today. He had a single his last time out.
Now Ruben balked.
And that's a huge mistake there for the Burton Panthers. Ruben balks on that play, and that's going to score a free run for the Overton Mustangs. So that now makes it 6-5 in favor of the Mustangs, as the Panthers have just lost the momentum that they had created last inning. Here's Ruben Rodriguez, and that one's going to be fouled right side. So 0-1 as this one's fouled off, and Ruben Rodriguez jumps ahead of this count. Here's the next one, and a nice breaking ball there by Rodriguez makes it 0-2. On the bunt attempt, showing bunt was Bobbitt, but lets it go by, and that was a mistake as that one gets in there for a ball.
Come on, Ruben. Need an out, boys.
They're looking for their first out, and the pickoff attempt at second base is not going to be in time. And you got to think that that's probably what Ruben was trying to do on the balk there, was go for a pickoff and just hesitate.
And, you know, not being on the mound, like you said, you can't have your foot on the rubber and turn your shoulder.
Yeah.
And he turned his shoulder, which now
he
hit
a breaking ball, and he hits Bobbitt in the top of the head there. That's going to give Bobbitt first base. And slowly unraveling here for the Burton Panthers after the pitching change. 0-2. On the 0-2 count, he puts the runner on first. So a good opportunity there to get his first out. Now that puts runners on first and second, already allowing a run here in the top of the sixth inning. They got to find their rhythm on the mound and with the pitcher with the catcher. That's Ruben Rodriguez up there. So tough situation, no outs. Had the tie game, now down 6-5. And a bunt attempt's going to stay fair there. And that's going to trickle a foul and a break there for the Burton Panthers, 0-1. Good bunt attempt there, just slowly rolled off the line. So that makes it 0-1 here with runners on first and second, and that's Mason Rowe. Last time out, Mason Rowe was struck out by Eli Yeager.
I think Houston needs to come up off of third because they're going to bunt again here.
I would not be surprised at all, as we've seen the Overton Mustangs coach be very very aggressive. And this one outside according to the umpire, but you can see some of the faces in the Burton crowd just completely in a disagreement with that one.
Let's go, boys. Find it out.
1-1. The 1-1 count here for Ruben Rodriguez. After the hit by pitch, he's got runners on first and second. This
squeeze
one popped
it
up. Logan Tosta tracking it at second base. He's going to look it into his glove. That's going to make it an out. One out here, and a step in the right direction for the Burton Panthers.
Go get him, Ruben. Go get him.
So now Ruben Rodriguez gets his first out. Good job by him. Here's Brody Brown here. Last time out, Brody Brown was struck out by Eli Yeager. One out, runners on first and second. Burton down one run, 6-5. Here's the first pitch by Ruben Rodriguez, and he put some heat on that one, getting into the 70s as on that pitch.
Let's go. Come on,
but
guys.
Just a little bit under the strike zone, 1-0. Ruben Rodriguez may be finding his rhythm here. Takes a peek back at second, and here it is, and that's going to be, again, too low, but another one that the Burton crowd disagrees with there, 2-0.
You can do this, Ruben. Go get him.
Runners on first and second, one out, down one run. Ruben Rodriguez and the Panthers need two outs to get out of this one with a chance to respond. And that one inside for Ruben, 3-0.
Got a battle here, Ruben. Got a battle all the way back.
So with a 3-0 count here, let's see if Ruben Rodriguez can fight back in this at-bat. Fastball right there, and umpire says that does not catch the strike zone too low. Another one that the Burton crowd is in disagreement with.
You got to
come. That's
going
to ignite the Overton crowd as that puts runner on first and loads the bases.
Infield, you got to come in. We got to get this runner at the plate.
So base is loaded. Expect a bunt here from Overton. Up to bat is Ryan Holloman, who's had a good day at the plate for a pitcher. He plays well both ways. That was the scouting report on him. He's going to rip this one foul left side, 0-1. Good opportunity here for Ruben Rodriguez to make it two outs. Jumps ahead of the count. A quick conference on the mound with Braden Martin and Ruben Rodriguez just to discuss a couple things, get on the same page. Because this is a very important at-bat here. Oh, one, he's going to hit the batter, and that's going to bring in a run. Looking for a breaking ball was Ruben Rodriguez, and instead puts it off the shoulder of Ryan Holloman, and that now makes it 7-5 in favor of the Overton Mustangs, and they have truly taken all the momentum now. And you can hear it in the crowds here as the Burton crowd has come to a bit of a silence while the Overton crowd is very, very energetic over there because they know that this inning has been huge for them.
Still only one out.
And there, Ruben Rodriguez, great pitch there. Inside corner, low, knee high. That's beautiful pitch. Fastball. 0-1 here as he pitches to Braxton Harper. And another one catches that lower part of that strike zone, 0-2. And now the Overton crowd disagreeing with that one, but Burton, the Burton crowd is going to take it. They felt they were owed a couple there. 0-2 here. Ruben Rodriguez with a chance to get a second out here. A double play would be huge. Here's the pitch and a breaking ball fouled off. Good pitch there, though, by Ruben Rodriguez. That was a breaking ball that looked like all day it was going to catch the top of that strike zone. But the batter able to make slight contact keeps him alive, 0-2.
Come on, boys.
The Panthers need a play here. They've allowed two runs, and now it's a two-run lead for the Mustangs. And a beautiful strikeout there by Ruben Rodriguez.
Nice outside corner there.
Knee high, outside. That puts another out on the board, two outs. And that's going to bring up Landon Hill here. Left-handed batter for the righty, Rodriguez. So a good situation for Rodriguez here. Always the righty-lefty matchup tends to favor the pitcher. So let's see if he can use that advantage to his advantage. With two outs, he needs one more to get out of this one in a bases-loaded situation. This one up high and outside, 1-0.
Come on, Ruben. Come on, defense. We got to make an out. Find this one.
And this one's going to get called a strike. Great pitch there on that corner outside, 1-1. Freezes the batter there as Landon Hill not able to get a read on it. Again, bases loaded. A huge situation here for Ruben Rodriguez with two outs. He needs an out, and so do the Panthers here to get out of this one with minimal damage.
Nice
and
block
that one
by
gonna
Martin.
Be down low, and that was dangerously close to getting past Braden Martin, but he does a good job with those instincts, getting in front of that one, blocking it down. That keeps the runners at bay and makes it a 2-1 count here.
Let's go, boys. We got to find an out here. We got two.
And a swing and a miss there.
Stop.
Beautiful fastball.
Braden.
And we're caught in a rundown here as Braden Martin let the pitch get away. It's a rundown over between second and third base, and they're going to let the runner get to third. A miscommunication there on the rundown attempt. They had two runners on third. All they had to do was flip it over, and they don't do so. That scores another run for the Overton Mustangs, and their crowd goes crazy because on what seemed like a strikeout there, it falls down in front of Braden Martin, and he's not able to make the tag. In comes the run, and in a rundown situation to get out of the inning, they don't do so. So that's 2-1 here. Still out there, and that one going to come off of the bat, and that a play at first base is going to be made, and that's going to stop the damage and stop the bleeding here for the Burton Panthers. They allow three runs here in the top of the sixth inning. The Overton Mustangs do exactly what they need to do, get three runs, and force the pitching change for the Panthers. After forcing the pitching change for the Panthers, but nonetheless, bases loaded situation. They do leave two stranded, so good job there by Ruben Rodriguez. But nonetheless, now it's a three-run deficit for the Burton Panthers, and they're going to have six outs to respond as we go to the bottom of the second after a word from our sponsors.
Your home is probably your most valuable asset, and it's filled with many things that are important to you. That's why having good insurance at a price you can afford is so important. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's our goal. Not just for this year or next year, but for many, many years to come. We value the relationships we develop with our clients, finding them the best homeowners insurance at the lowest price. As an independent insurance agency, we work for you, and we want your business. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
Daryl Kiki, along with Katie, Trent, and Tucker, are excited to see the Panthers baseball team make the playoffs. They would like to thank all the players, administrations, and parents for their hard work and dedication in building this successful Burton baseball team. Sports are a wonderful opportunity to learn teamwork, leadership skills, and to accept accolades with humility. Congratulations to the Panthers on a winning season. Go Panthers, all the way to state.
We come back here for the bottom of the sixth inning, and after a three-run top of the sixth for the Overton Mustangs, Burton finds himself in a hole to dig themselves out of. That is 8-5 in favor of Overton, and up to bat for the Burton Panthers is going to be 8-9-1, starting with Houston Hody. Houston Hody, last time out, did get on base with a walk. And again, nothing that we haven't seen the Burton Panthers come back from before. They are very good at clawing out of these kind of situations. So Coach Thaler, we saw him pull his team over to left field and just have a heart-to-heart with them, letting them know what to focus on going forward. But the main thing to focus on is you got six outs and you're down three.
Yeah, they not going to quit here. I imagine Thaler had a few words that them boys have heard before, and he is challenging them right now in front of the dugout to, come on, boys, we play better ball than this. We just handed them a gift. Now we got to answer back. Any way you get on, Hody, lean your shoulder across that plate.
And first one down low, 1-0. Well, last time we saw Hody out, Houston Hody out there, he got four balls in a row. So he shows, he knows, he has the discipline to stay off pitches that he has to stay off them. And just like that, 2-0, inside and away, inside and down low this time.
Way ahead, Houston. Come on now. Get on top of that plate.
Jumps ahead, 2-0. Panthers need runners.
3-0.
This one, 3-0, down low.
Yeah, you don't even need
to
look,
I know, Mr. Umpire, that may have caught the top of the laces there.
Come on, buddy, we need
either
you
way,
on.
3-0, no hit by pitch. Here it is.
Ball four.
And that went up high, right on cue, four balls in a row, exactly what the Panthers needed, a freebie for them. So that's going to take us now to Matt Raymer.
Got Gurker going to pinch run.
And Raymer last time got to first on a fielder's choice and got to second on an error. So definitely a batter that can put the ball in play.
Got to give a shout out. One of Burton's finest coaches, Delphine Henze's in the stands. He come down to watch us play. He was a head football and baseball coach here back in the 70s for a long time. Tremendous coach. Just see him standing up there, sitting up there in the stands.
So a shout out to Coach Henze, a throwback for Burton.
Absolutely.
And this one down low as Matt Raymer takes the plate. Pitch by Holloman goes way low. That's 1-0. Almost gets past the catcher there. And that's one that we're waiting for Overton is if we can get a pitch that gets past the catcher here, that'd be huge. For the
Panthers. Need you on, Raymer. Anyway, got the top of the order up.
Well, he gets a ball here. Sorry. That one does catch that knee-high outside corner on a fastball by Holloman. Strong pitch there, 1-1, as he throws a pitch, a strike after throwing five straight balls.
We're out of here. Come on, Raymer. Base hit.
And the Burton crowd is starting to get out. And how about the luck there? That is a ball that hits, that Raymer hits. And on the follow-through, it bounces straight down and then up into his bat and goes foul. Just that's what we talk about with bounces going your way or not. That's a ball that very well could have been fair into the infield.
Had a way to hang, buddy.
And instead, it's a foul. And again, on the next one, he fouls it right side. A conventional foul this time.
You can do it, nine. Come on, buddy.
The 1-2 here to Raymer.
Ooh.
And a breaking ball. Umpire says catches that knee-high outside corner, and that's going to be a strikeout for Raymer. But just an unlucky bounce there on that one that he got a hold of.
All right, boys. We're at the top now. You're due here, Witt.
That's Tyler Witt. He sure is due for one. Up top, 1-0. Gets one there. With one out and a runner on first. Down three runs are the Burton Panthers. And he's going to rifle one, but it goes right to the shortstop.
The shortstop
puts one past the first baseman, and Corey Gurka is going to have an opportunity to get second base. He does just that. That puts two outs on the board. Tyler Witt absolutely rifled one down the middle, but good instincts from the shortstop. Mason Rowe of the Mustangs takes a couple steps to his left and makes the grab for the out. And getting a little greedy there with the trying to get a second out at first, throws it past his first baseman, and that gives the Panthers second base.
Witt couldn't hit that ball any harder to short. Nice play. All right, Tossa, let's get a run here.
So here's Logan Tosta. He's going to take the first one. Waiting for a call. All right, looks like we're not going to get a call.
That's ball high.
So that'll be 1-0. Pick off attempt at second base. Unsuccessful. Be nice to get that one to get past second baseman.
Yeah. Gurkha's speed, he could accidentally score. Not going to.
Scoreboard not reflecting, but it is a one. It should be a 1-0 count here. And Toss is going to pop this one up into foul territory. Coming up to make the play is Holloman, the pitcher. And he's going to do just that in foul territory, gets a hold of it. And that's going to retire the side. No run scored for the Burton Panthers. They leave one runner stranded. And that's going to leave it as a three-run ball game, 8-5 in favor of the Overton Mustangs. We'll be back with the top of the seventh inning after a word from our sponsors.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors supports the Burton baseball team and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. Support the Burton High School baseball team this spring by attending their games. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Panthers from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
Sendero Arbor Care is thrilled to congratulate the Burton Panthers baseball team and their dedicated coaches on an incredible achievement, making it to the playoffs. At Sendero Arbor Care, they specialize in providing professional tree care services to keep trees on both residential and commercial properties healthy. If you need expert tree care at your home or business, call 979-836-4517. They're dedicated to serving the community with hard work and integrity, ensuring that your trees and property are in excellent hands. Call Sendero Arbor Care today for the health of your trees and property.
And Ruben Rodriguez will take the mound here for the top of the seventh inning. We saw him get in the zone there towards the end of that top of the sixth inning where the Burton Panthers were able to score, the Overton Mustangs were able to score three runs to take this three-run lead, 8-5. Now, what the Burton Panthers need is a three-up, three-down inning, any way, which shape, or form they can get it, and that will leave them with three outs to try to get back into this game. So that's what they'll be hoping for. Let's see if they can come out and make it happen. Coming out to bat for the Overton Mustangs is going to be Landon Hill. As he looks to do the opposite and extend this lead for the Mustangs.
One at a time here, boys.
With three insurance run on, the Panthers want to keep it just that way for them to have a chance to make something happen. And Ruben Rodriguez stays on track there with a beautiful fastball low in the strike zone. 0-1. Let's see how he follows up that fastball here. He's starting to look real sharp. 0-1 pitch, here it is. And that one outside, 0-2. 1-1.
You can do it, Ruben. Come on, buddy.
So on the 1-1, Ruben Rodriguez loads up. Here it is, and that one's going to be down the third baseline. Coming up to make the catch is Ryder Biggs, and he slings it over to first base for the first out of the inning. Giving Rodriguez some help there. Good pitch there by Rodriguez there. He put one into strike zone. Good job by the hitter there, Landon Hill, to get a hold of it. But solid play there by Ryder Biggs. Gets in front of it, makes a catch, and takes a breath and gets it over to first base for the first out.
We got Gurkha playing right field right now.
A couple more changes there. This pitch inside, 1-0.
Move so, Griffin to center.
So they take Biggs out of center field and put him in third base and bring Coy Gurkha in to put him in right field. And here's Zalman up to bat, and this pitch is going to be low and away from Rodriguez. That makes it 2-0 as he falls behind in the count.
He had to do that because you can only courtesy run or pinch run for a player one time. And he ran twice for Hody.
Understood. So here's Bryce Still. I'm sorry, that's Zalman.
All right, Ruben, you got to find a strike here all the way back.
All That's going to be a strike for Ruben Rodriguez. Great pitch there, 3-1.
Keep shooting it to the mitt.
Let's see if he can fill it up here. Or a nice ground ball, a soft ground ball for an out would be great too. And that one's going to be ripped left side. That'll fill it up, 3-2.
Go, so Ruben, you can do it.
Joey Zalman with one out here. He's got no runners on. Three balls, two strikes, and fouled back. He stays alive. Good pitch there by Ruben Rodriguez.
Hey, win this battle, Ruben. Win it.
He needs a win here. The Burton Panthers need a second out. And this is going to be popped up. Is it going to stay on field? And no, it's going to go into the bleachers. Let's see if a parent's going to make a play. And that one went down and did not go anywhere. Looks like a play was made by one of the students in the back there.
Zorn smiling, so it went over his head.
Okay. So here we go, full count. Rodriguez, righty, pitching to the righty, Zalman. And this is going to be popped up over into the second base territory, but up comes first baseman Yeager. He's going to look it in. That's going to be the second out of the inning. Two up, two down for the Burton Panthers in the top of the seventh. Down three runs. They need one more out, and they'll get their opportunity to try to get back in this game.
Hey, one more time.
And up to bat is Jaden Edwards. And Jaden Edwards, not a slouch at the plate. He has coming off consecutive hits in the double in the fourth and a single in the sixth.
A little bit up there.
First one's 1-0. Ruben. 1-0 pitch, and that one, umpire says inside, 2-0. No problem for Ruben Rodriguez. We've seen him in this situation a couple times, and he's fought back well. I expect for him to do the same here. So with the 2-0 count, here's the pitch. And beautiful there, breaking ball on the outside part of that strike zone. 2-1.
All the way back, Ruben. Come on, buddy.
Two outs. Here's a 2-1, and that one going to be inside and maybe a little low, too. That's 3-1. So 3-1. Can he fill it up here or get another fly ball for an out? No runners on. Two outs. Two up, two down. Here's the pitch, and this one going to be ripped into center field. Is it going to fall? And it is. That's going to be a single for the Mustangs.
A little CNI base hit. Looks like a line drive in the books, but just had eyes.
Yep, because that one was just a softly hit little pop-up that got out into the perfect part of the outfield. It's shallow center field. Gets over the glove of Tyler Witt there, and not enough time for center fielder there to come up and make the play. So this one's going to be ripped down the middle, and Tyler Witt's going to have a chance to make
the
throw.
Pull him off the
bag. And too high on the throw, pulls first baseman Yeager off the bag, and that allows a run. I mean, that allows a hit, so that's another single there. So a common theme here for the Burton Panthers, with two outs, they've allowed two hits here. They have to be able to put the last hitter away. Let's see if they can do so now, as they're in a tough situation with runners on first and second. Two outs, though. All they need is one more out, and they get out of this one.
It's a nice play up the middle by Witt. He just pulled Yeager off the bag. Just got to find one here, boys. Nice block.
And up comes Mason Rowe. His last time out popped up for an out. So first one, 1-0 from Ruben. Rodriguez looking to get out of this one and give his team a chance. Can't do it alone. 2-0.
Yeah, all right, Reuben. Come on, buddy. You and Martin.
So you're a little behind on the count here, 2-0, but an opportunity to get out of this inning. Runners on first and second, down three runs and with two outs on the board. That's a beautiful breaking ball there by Ruben Rodriguez. That makes it 2-1 as he gets a swing and a miss there from Rowe. And we're getting some cheering there from the Burton crowd. And that one going to be too low for the liking of the umpire. Makes it 3-1.
Fayetteville's having a heck of a game. Just down the road from us, they're 0-0 in the top of the sixth.
Ooh, a little bit of a pitcher's duel going on over there.
Yes, sir.
That's here in Huntsville as well. And this one going to be ripped down. Beautiful play by Ryder Biggs.
Boy.
Ryder Biggs, full extension. It looked like it might have gotten past him, but he gets a hold of it and makes a tag at third. Beautiful play to get his team out of this inning, and maybe a momentum swing there for the Burton Panthers.
That might be the spark we needed.
Because they definitely needed a spark, and Ryder Biggs may have provided them with it. Coach Thaler is going to get his team together there right next to third base, get them to get their hands in the air and do a solid break, because they need to believe, they need to believe that they can fight back. And this is a team that has no shortage of belief. And if you look into the crowd here, they don't have any shortage of belief there. They're getting their own chance going to rile this team up. And as the Mustangs take the field, we'll be back with the bottom of the seventh. Three outs for Burton to score three runs after a word from our sponsors.
BVR Materials would like to wish the Burton Panther baseball team good luck in the playoffs. BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 979-530-5476.
St. John's United Church of Christ in Burton cheers for the Burton Panthers baseball and softball teams. This Sunday, worship with St. John's United Church of Christ. Worship services are at 8 and 10 a.m. with Sunday school for all ages at 9. As part of the United Church of Christ, they are committed to three great loves: love of neighbor, love of children, and love of creation. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome at St. John's United Church of Christ, 516 Colorado Street in Burton. Sharing God's love one person at a time.
Insurance. Not something you enjoy buying, but if you need it, boy, you glad to have it. I'm telling you. Dahman & Associates in Brenham. Your local agent for Germania Insurance can help make buying insurance simple and less stressful. With over 250 years of combined experience, Dahman & Associates will find the best discounts to insure your car or truck, your home, or even your business. To save money on your insurance premiums, contact Dahman & Associates, your trusted local Germania agent at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham.
All right, as we come back for the seventh inning, the Burton Panthers have three outs to try to make something happen, and they're down three runs. That's the name of the game here. And keeping it on the name of the game, up to bat is number three, Ryder Biggs. And you talk about a hitter that has come up big all day for the Burton Panthers. He's going to be looking to do so for a third time as he takes the first one up high for a ball, 1-0. And it's inside, 2-0. And Darryl wanted him to take one for the team and just get hit by that one.
All right, he's mad at himself, too. Did you see where he turned around and shook his head?
He knew he had a hit-by-pitch waiting for him there. But maybe he gets something better. He's going to put one in the left field. It's going to stay fair. That's going to roll into the corner. That's going to be a double base for Ryder Biggs. And then you talk about a player that has stepped up to the moment here for Burton today.
Boy.
That's another extra base hit for Ryder Biggs. He comes up big here in the bottom of the seventh inning after he just came up huge defensively to get them out of the sixth inning on a full extension play at third base to get the last out. He comes up to the plate to lead things off here in the bottom of the seventh. And what does he do? He puts a beautiful line drive into left field, right into the corner. And what do we say when that ball goes into the corner? That's a guaranteed
double.
Extra bases.
Come on, Ruben.
So now runner on second. Here's Ruben Rodriguez, the cleanup man for the Burton Panthers. And you talk about a runner being due. Ruben Rodriguez is due here for the Burton Panthers.
Absolutely. Come on, Ruben. He cued one off the end of the bat there.
And he fouls this one off right side. That's going to make it 1-1. So after the nice double there by Ryder Biggs, that puts a runner in scoring position for Ruben Rodriguez, who we've seen time and time again do a lot of work with that. And for a man who hasn't had a base today, you can say that he's due for one.
Yes, sir.
Or hasn't had a hit today. He has gotten on base, but hasn't had a hit today. This went down low. The umpire is going to say that does catch the bottom end of the strike zone. Burton fans are going to absolutely disagree with that. 1-2.
All right, Ruben, right here, buddy.
This one outside to even things up at 2. And just talking a little bit about Ryder Biggs' day here, he did fly out in the first, but in the third he gets a 2 RBI triple, and then the fifth he gets a single and scores off of that. After this pitch goes in low, that's going to fill
count.
Up the count 3-2, and now in the seventh just got a double to lead things off.
So come on, Ruben, you got a battle here, buddy.
Let's see if Ruben Rodriguez can complement that huge day with a hit here. He's got a full count. He's going to get something to swing at. Holloman loads up. Here's the pitch.
Ball
down low in the dirt. That's going to give Ruben Rodriguez a base. Zero outs here for the Burton Panthers. They got runners on first and second. And up comes Eli Yeager. He's done it all day from the mound. Was taken out in the after the fifth inning.
Coach coming out to talk to the pitcher.
I think we might be seeing a pitching change here. You see the pitcher already walking off there, so you got to think that he knows what's coming. Let's see what Coach says. Is it going to be a change or just a talking to? And honestly, this is a tough situation here because there's no outs on the board, runners on first and second, to a Burton team that has put up 5 runs and is dangerous at the plate. And the crowd for Burton is going insane. We got some little ones in the back here absolutely leading the chant and doing a great job. They have this team fired up and this crowd behind them.
That's what I'm talking about. They
got to love when the youth steps
That's
up.
That's it. That's the future Panthers right there coming up.
And it has been a complete swing and momentum here in the top and the bottom of the seventh. A complete change of mood for sure.
If Yeager could come up here right now, he's due to one base hit down that right field line.
So the Mustangs, it's just a talking to with Holloman. He's going to stay out there and couldn't be a better sign for the Panthers.
Come on, Yeager.
Down 3 runs. Here's Eli Yeager, a very competent hitter. He's got runners on first and second. Here's the pitch from Holloman. That one in the dirt. 1-0.
Nice block by their catcher. I'd rather that going by him.
We've been talking about it all
second and third.
We still haven't gotten one.
Come on, Eli.
Burton is looking to get a little ball passed here. That would be huge for the momentum of this game. But let's see if they can earn it. 1-0 as the pitcher steps off.
Come on, Yeager. Rip a line drive through there.
Eli Yeager looking to make something happen. He had a solid 5 innings on the mound. Looking to make something happen at the plate here. Outside, 2-0. And Holloman, not sure if it's the pressure of the game getting to him, but we haven't seen him struggle like this with his command all day, and all of a sudden he can't seem to find the strike zone.
Let him keep struggling. These little cats are hollering. Maybe that noise sometime you can get in their head. Ball.
And now we're going to be low again, 3-0. Eli Yeager, just staying put. Let the pitcher make the mistakes. He's doing just that. That's Eli Yeager up to bat with Braden Martin on deck. Another hitter that has come up huge here for Burton, and you can see he's itching to come up big again. But first, Eli Yeager needs to come up big here with 3-0. Let's see if he can load the bases.
Ball 4.
He's going to do exactly that. low and outside. That's four balls in a row by Holloman of the Mustangs, and that's going to be a bases loaded situation with zero outs. And the coach coming out again, you got to think after the talking to on the last at bat, this has to be a pitching change. It's going to be exactly that, as Holloman doesn't even let coach get to the mound. He stops off, beats him at the first base line. So we're going to get a look at what the changes are, and we'll update as soon as we come back from a word from our sponsors.
Kenduratile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kenduratile has been owned and operated by the Kendura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff of Kenduratile congratulate the Burton Panther baseball team on a great season and wish them good luck during the playoffs. Kenduratile thanks all the coaches and parents for helping make this experience possible for the young people of Burton High School. Go Panthers all the way to state.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton baseball team. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire says, Go Panthers!
Summer's the time to get things done on your property, and DDM Pipe and Seal is ready to help. Whether you're building a new pipe fence, adding a roll-up door, building a workshop, or putting on a steel roof, DDM has everything you might need. Their experienced staff can help you select the right materials and hardware for your project. Whether it's angle iron, pipe, flat plate, tubing, roll-up doors, metal building components, or welding supplies. So what are you waiting for? Get that summer project started with a trip to DDM Pipe and Seal today, with locations in Brenham and Bastrop.
The mission of Burton High School is to provide the highest quality education possible to all students to the fullest extent of their individual abilities. And Burton High School has earned a distinction for academic achievement from the state of Texas. Burton High School is especially proud of the Panthers baseball team on their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Burton Panthers by attending the baseball playoff games. Go Panthers!
All right, back here for the bottom of the seventh, where with zero outs, the Burton Panthers have bases loaded, and an interesting development going on in the infield here for the Mustangs. They have taken knees, and they are all sitting down, getting off of their feet. You got to think, there's always the rust versus rest. So are they resting, or are they accumulating some rust here for the Burton Panthers to do something big? The pitching change, of course, is going to be Ryan Holloman for Bryce Still, and it looks like it's a straight-up switch, as Bryce Still was the catcher, and now Holloman slides into the catcher position. And just a recap of how this seventh inning has gone and how we got to bases loaded in the bottom of the seventh with still no outs here. It was first a huge double by Ryder Biggs, followed by two straight walks to Ruben Rodriguez and Eli Yeager, and that's why Holloman was pulled after six full innings. And in no means a bad night for Holloman, as he did hold the Panthers to five runs through seven innings, but as it gets away from him, the coach had a conversation with him, let him go one more at bat, had another walk, and then takes him off the mound. And we're going to get going here again. We got Ryder Biggs on third, Ruben Rodriguez on second, and on first is Eli Yeager after the two consecutive walks. And I apologize, I believe that's actually Simek over on second, a pinch with the courtesy run. First pitch there by Still is going to be knee-high on that inside corner, 0-1.
Come on, Mark.
Here's the 0-1 from Still, and Martin's going to foul this one back.
This is a dude that is due that they were going to use tomorrow, Miami.
So if they could drive the pitch count up here, that might be trouble for the Mustangs.
We need just a big hit here, Martin.
So two consecutive walks. Here's Braden Martin, who has already come up big here for the Panthers. That one well inside. One that Darryl, I know, is thinking to himself, should have been a little hit by pitch there. Turn that elbow into it. 1-2 here. Remember, a walk or any kind of free base scores a run because there's nowhere to put the runners with the bases loaded. It's an outside 2-2. And you're right, Darryl. It was high and away.
Come on, Braden. Come on now.
So that makes it 2-2 here. Braden Martin with a huge opportunity here. Here's the pitch. Up high. Full count. 3-2. And you got to wonder still, you know, I just made this observation that while they were waiting for the pitching change, all of the players had a seat on the field. So you got to think, were they resting or were they accumulating rust?
Come on, Braden. Battle, buddy.
Now here's the full count. And that
popped
one
it up.
Up high from Braden Martin. He's going to pop it up, and it's going to be an out here. As that one seemed a little bit inside, maybe a ball four, but Braden Martin takes a good swing at it. Unfortunately, gets under it, puts too much air under it, and that puts one out on the board here. Still bases loaded, and here's the senior Brady Griffin.
All right, Brady, you can do this, buddy. You can do this. Hit one out there in that gap and get by him. Let little Modest score from first.
Oh, there's courtesy runner Modest now in for first. Missed that one. Thank you, Darryl.
It's all right. That's what I'm here for. Come on, Brady.
And that is Simank at second. So two courtesy runners up. And this one is going to be a chopper that the pitcher is able to grab, and coming in is Ryder Biggs, but he's going to get forced out at the plate. That puts two outs but keeps the bases loaded on a fielder's choice.
All right, little Gurkha.
And coming
here
up
we go.
Is Coy Gurkha, who was put in right field. A freshman, I believe, right, Darryl?
Yes, sir.
So does he have a big moment in him here? Two outs. Bases loaded. Here's the pitch. And he's going to pop this one up. It's going back. Does the catcher have a play? He does, and that's going to end the game as he goes all the way to the bag stop to make the catch to end the inning. And the game, 8-5 in favor of the Overton Mustangs as the Burton Panthers leave the bases loaded with a huge opportunity to come back down three runs. Unfortunately, not able to capitalize. Overton Mustangs will take that win, and that's going to be game one of the state regional semifinal. We'll be back with some postgame after a word from our sponsors.
KWHI invites you to tune in this Sunday to hear the Search the Scriptures with Pastor Larry Attiker from the First Baptist Church in Burton. It airs every Sunday morning at 10:30 on KWHI 1280. You'll enjoy music and a verse-by-verse study through the entire books of the Bible. We look forward to you joining us this Sunday at 10:30 on Friendly Country KWHI. First Baptist Church in Burton would like to give a huge congratulations to the Burton Panthers on their winning season and good luck in the playoffs.
Start preparing for warmer weather and keep your livestock cool with a new stock tank from Woodson Lumber. They have any size to fit your needs and budget. Woodson Lumber offers a wide range of treated fence posts, barbed wire, and field fence to suit any property size and keep your livestock secured and protected. With expert staff to guide you and high-quality products that cater to your specific needs, Woodson Lumber is your one-stop shop for everything you need to thrive in your farm or ranch. Come visit us today in Brenham, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Sam Houston State University baseball field, where the game has just concluded, the state semifinal between the Burton Panthers and the Overton Mustangs, and what was a thriller of a game one of the semifinal, best of three series. It was a game that ended 8-5 in favor of the Mustangs, but the Burton Panthers had a good chance to win it there at the end with bases loaded. They unfortunately had bases loaded and zero outs. They get three outs in a row, and that leaves the bases stranded. But nonetheless, a hard-fought game by both teams. Saw pitching changes on both sides, saw tremendous highlight plays, and at the end of the day, it had to be somebody's night. Tonight, it was the Mustangs' night, but we'll be back here tomorrow for games two and possibly three, hopefully three, for to finish off this series and see who's going to that state final. But tremendous game. Neither side has anything to hang their head on. We see the team out in left field with Coach Thaler right now as he's going to go over all the positives of this game because there were plenty of them. But nonetheless, Overton wins the game. And that was a heck of a, I mean, as close as it gets on that last play, Coy Gurka puts one, fouls it up near the netting. And I mean, 2 inches further back, and we keep playing.
Yeah. You know, tonight was one of them two out games. You know, they scored with two outs. We scored with two outs. We just made more errors tonight, some mental errors that we are not usually making. You know, we've been on a great roll. Tonight wasn't our night. That's what I'm going to close with. Tonight was not our night. We got out hit 10-7, but we still had a chance at the end of the game. The boys didn't lay down. We got Witt going on the mound tomorrow. They're going to throw their catcher tomorrow. We got to come out here. We got to hit the ball. We got to play a little bit better defense. Bunting today, we were 0 for probably 3 on our sacrifice bunting. Little things like that all add up when you play a really good team that's even to you. Their senior boys probably showed out today. They got some clutch hits. We sat there. We got clutch hits too, but we just didn't make the plays when we needed to make the plays. But they have no reason to be hang their head. The season's not over. Hey, ball's in their hand now. They want to come out and play tomorrow. We can beat this team. We can win too easy. If they decide today was enough, then we're going to hit the swimming pool. And I hope that the second one is not what they want, because I know that's what these fans here that came, because, man, they got loud at the end, as we heard in here. That is tremendous for those boys. And I know that they're disappointed just like we are right now and sound it in our voice, but you can't give up. You can't beat them down. You got to be positive on everything. Just wasn't meant to be.
Yeah, at the end of the day, in any game, all you can ask for is to have an opportunity at the end of the game to win the game. And Burton had exactly that. Bases loaded, no outs, they had that. But Overton was able to, that senior experience maybe came through for them, and they do a great job of closing it out. Nonetheless, I mean, just a fantastic, exciting game from start to finish. Again, we continue that trend of whoever has the most errors has been losing these playoff games, and today was no different. We mentioned in the playoffs, it's all about those small plays, game of inches, and today those inches were unfortunately in favor of the Overton Mustangs. We have countless plays that we can call to there to say, hey, maybe if it goes this way, maybe it goes that way, but that's not what you want to focus on. You want to focus on the positives, which I'm sure Coach Thaler will do. Put this game behind you, take the lessons, and it's on to tomorrow. So we'll be back after a little bit more post-game with a post-game wrap-up after a word from our sponsors.
Burton Meat Processing specializes in quality meats for your freezer. Bring your animal into Burton Meat Processing for slaughter and processing. Cut and wrap to your specifications. They process calves, pigs, and deer. Call them at 289-4022 to order meat processing. They also have fresh and smoked sausage and bacon available for sale. That's 289-4022 for Burton Meat Processing. 1120 Navasota Street in Burton. Open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 4:30 and Saturday from 8 till noon.
Anthony Jasinski, and I have an urgent message.
I'm in
excited to introduce to you Brenham's own mattress guy. Handcrafted all new line of mattresses called Rolobed. I designed this product with comfort, quality, and cooling in mind. Rolobed wraps you in plush support for the ultimate sleep experience. Whether you prefer firm or soft, Rolobed offers you both for the price of one.
Yeehaw!
And don't forget, this is exclusively offered at Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham, or call 836-1010 today.
All right, back here one last time to Sam Houston State University, where the Burton Panthers just faced off in game one of a best-of-three series against the Overton Mustangs for the state semifinal to see who goes to the state final. And it was a fantastic, hard-fought game, a game of inches in many ways with a lot of plays that you can say could have gone one way or the other. Unfortunately, today it was the night of the Overton Mustangs as they come out victorious 8-5 in this one, with the Burton Panthers a huge chance at the end with bases loaded to tie things up. Unfortunately, Overton was able to close the deal, and that's how the game went. It was great game, great energy on both sides from the crowd, dugouts, and players on the field. Highly competitive and everything you want to see from these young men. But nonetheless, we're going to get ready, like we just said, take the positives, take the lessons, and forget about this one. Move on to games 2 and 3, which will be tomorrow here again in Huntsville. Games 2 and 3, game two starts at 4. Game 3 will be 30 minutes after the conclusion of that one, if necessary. This was Hobby Jr. and Daryl Kiki signing off. We'll catch you next time.
Today's broadcast at the Burton Panthers baseball playoff game was made possible by St. John's United Church of Christ in Burton, Burton ISD, Collier Construction, Sendero Arbor Care, Brenham National Bank, Dominant Associates, BVR Material, Quality Glass, Burton Meat Processing, Brenham Collision Center, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Burton Friends and Neighbors, Woodson Lumber Company, Blinn College, Market Realty, J&J Packing, Conjura Tile, Citizen State Bank, DDM Pipe and Steel, TNT Car Wash, Mattress Guys, First Baptist Church of Burton, Hody Farms, Tegler Toyota, Wellman's Insurance, Thielemann Construction, Daryl Kiki, Katie and Trent, and Burton Chamber of Commerce. This has been a presentation of KWHI Sports.